Welcome to the New World Order. This New World Order will be a new society and features lots of changes. This new society is great for some and not so great for others. In the New World Order, you will learn to love to live more modestly. You do not need to own things when you can simply lease them from your loving government-approved companies. We will transform our current pollution-ridden cities to something much more beautiful, and you will love it. Life in the New World Order will be different. In this new perfect world, cash will be illegal. Everyone will be issued a certain amount of global credits, which will be the only way you can buy and sell in the new society. These digital financial credits will also be tied to your social credit scores. Your credit scores will become your digital footprint and will be used to control your travel, what you can buy, where you can live, your energy usage, medical access. Everything you do will be in a government database. This is great. You will be issued more credits if you are good and promote our new system. Citizens will be given less global credits if they ever criticize the New World Order. If you are non-binary, a demented pedophile, can barely think, worship the devil, and help promote the New World Order, you will be greatly rewarded with extra credit each month. Since robots and AI will replace most jobs, you will have more time to play your favorite video games and watch more Netflix. This is so great. In the new society, parents will not be allowed to make decisions for their children. The government will raise your kids. Each child will be assigned a state-sponsored caseworker. These caseworkers will teach your kids that everything is racist, how to be queer or gender fluid, and teach them about all the different sex positions. If you object to your caseworkers teaching techniques, or if you object to the caseworker sleeping with your child, everyone in your family will be docked global credits, and your family could be relocated to a FEMA camp. Resistance is foolish. Meet Stacy. Stacy is one of our best caseworkers. Stacy could be in charge of one of your kids. How great would that be? In this new world order, it's important to follow the rules. Certain websites will be illegal.
Daddy, what is Infowars.com?
Low crap.
If you see something, say something. You as a citizen should report your neighbors if they aren't following the new rules. You have the power to make the world better. Caring, reporting, assisting. Progressive, C-R-A-P, which stands for crap. You too can be a piece of crap and will be greatly rewarded. As we see here, this man misgendered a man lady. The police are dealing with him in the most fitting way. This offender seen here did not recycle his paper straws. If you don't like this, you will be sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Things will get so bad in our society. Your family will be begging for the New World Order. You will need the government in order to survive. In this new utopia, if you do not comply with our new laws and regulations, our totally not corrupt federal and local judges will make sure that you are given the proper penalties. Jail, financial ruin, death penalty, anything is possible. As we all adjust to the new normal, it's important to remember that you do not matter. Do not complain about the hyperinflation. Do not complain about the higher taxes. And do not complain about Bill Gates' death panels. This is for the greater good. This is what I call happy making time. Let us all celebrate this new world order. The new world order. Please stay a while. We won't keep you for long. We'll keep you forever. 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 Forever.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart.
I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Red Alert Broadcast. Biden holds planet hostage. Threatens direct war with Russia if Congress doesn't deliver $106 billion to Zelensky. This is nuclear blackmail. Emergency broadcast. Emergency broadcast. Red Alert Broadcast. Biden holds planet hostage. Threatens direct war with Russia if Congress doesn't deliver $106 billion to Zelensky. This is nuclear blackmail. Alert, alert. Never in U.S. history has any president ever approached this type of psychotic and potentially world-ending behavior. This is what happens when you have a completely divorced from reality elite who believe they are completely untouchable. Just like Napoleon and Hitler, the American Empire prepares to go to Russia to die, but this time they may take humanity with them. It's Thursday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, 2023. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll play a short clip of Biden saying it and the full clip in context right after. Play them back to back.
Well, we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory. Then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops. American troops fighting Russian troops if he moves into other parts of NATO. I just did a meeting with the G7, which was one of the issues we discussed. All of the European leaders. We are prepared to stay with us, stay with Ukraine. And our European friends are as well. Who in the United States are prepared to walk away from that? I tell you, I'm not prepared to walk away. And I don't think the American people are either. If Putin takes Ukraine, he won't stop there. It's important to see the long run here. He's going to keep going. He's made that pretty clear. If Putin attacks a NATO ally, if he keeps going, and then he attacks a NATO ally, where we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory, then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops. American troops fighting Russian troops if he moves into other parts of NATO. Make no mistake, today's vote's going to be long remembered, and history's going to judge harshly those who turn their back on freedom's cause. We can't let Putin win. Say it again, we can't let Putin win. It's in our overwhelming national interest and international interest of all our friends.
December 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the quickening is here. The singularity of tyranny attempting its total takeover of all life on planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, do we have an incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I want to thank you all for joining us. A lot of new viewers tuning in today to see what the show is all about. Thanks to the great Tucker Carlson dropping a little promo that's gone viral last night, that a two-hour interview this evening at 7 o'clock Central will premiere at X. Even if they try to suppress it, it'll get 100 million views. So definitely looking forward to getting the word out. And tomorrow's news today. Vivek Ramaswamy devastated the Republican neocons last night. He joins us in 22 minutes from now. It's all very important. But all of it is overshadowed, including the economic news and the deadly lethal injection news that's broken and over 12,000 illegals invade U.S. in one day, highest ever recorded. We have all that, but it's all just symptoms of the greater disease, a power-mad elite who've gotten away with so many crimes, they believe they're invincible, they believe they're untouchable, and their megalomania doesn't just endanger us, it's already engulfed us. Now, without getting into a history lesson about Ukraine and the thousand-year history of Russia and how Russia was born in Ukraine, how Slavic culture basically comes out of Ukraine, and how Soros and others brag they overthrew the elected government 9 years ago and started a vicious proxy war, hybrid war with the Russians to manipulate the Russians to fully invade, or Biden's incredible lies that Putin plans to take areas of NATO and Europe. He's been very clear that all he wants is them to not join NATO and stop shelling the Donbass and other regions of what is just Western Russia and always has been there in Eastern Ukraine. It was Lenin that gave Ukraine its independence to break up the two groups and play them against each other. And of course, Hitler then divided Ukraine during World War II. We know the rest of the story. But Biden's saying there are no U.S. troops in Ukraine, but there will be if you don't send $106 billion to Zelensky so he can launder half of it back to the big guy. Ukraine has completely lost 26 million against hundreds of millions. We're always going to lose. They're being used as puppets, as marionettes, as pawns in the very sense of the meaning. And Putin said, I'm going to take the eastern part of Ukraine. I'm going to take a little bit of the southern part. That's their main Black Sea fleet. And then we're going to just lure in the NATO forces and kill them and burn their equipment. Those are quotes. And if any NATO forces get caught directly attacking us, like they did blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, we'll attack those forces. Now, I knew they were going to invade in October of 2021, months and months and months and months, 4 or 5 months before it happened. Because you can see the buildup. I also know a lot of people who wouldn't give me the details, but they were already in Poland, in Ukraine, and were already fighting Russians. The U.S. has been, quote, sending troops in for 9 years at least, fighting what they call little green men. But it wasn't just being denied by Russia they had troops in Ukraine. NATO has been in a war with Russia for 9 years, and the Russians began to lose 2 years ago and decided to then commit a larger portion of their military. Whether you're for the Russians or whether you think what NATO's doing is wonderful or whether you just think the whole thing's insane, because it is, and I'm not neutral, I'm pro don't destroy the planet, you have to know that Russia's committed to this and it is sheer madness. We're not in Russia's back door. We're in the heart of where Russia came from. Russian culture came out of Ukraine 1,000 years ago. Go look it up. It's a known fact. And so that's the reality of where we are. You know, you have the legend of King Arthur, who was a real person, but it became legend, who founded what is England today. You have the legend that's a true story, all on historical records, of El Cid, who founded what is Spain today. And they also have their Slav the Wise, it translates different into Russian, who fought off the first Muslim invasions and unified some of the Slavs to beat them 1,000 years ago. Then the Muslims took over a couple hundred years later. Only the Moscovites, the Moscowans, survived being taken over. Took them 100 years or 90-something years. They got a huge army together, lost hundreds of thousands of troops. Took them 5 years to retake Ukraine, parts of Poland, you name it. But it was the Russians, the Moscow tribe, that went back to their mommy where they came from and saved them. So Russia sees it as theirs because 900 years ago, they took it back from the Muslims. And then Poland, more than 100 times, repelled for Europe the Muslim invasion. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you just joined us on this Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th transmission, the President of the United States, an aged pedophilic Chinese communist puppet, has said we're going to go to full war with Russia and put troops into Ukraine. If Congress doesn't go along with the blackmail, that's what it is, of $106 billion, the latest tranche of cash to be laundered they want. The magnitude of this is just over the top insane. Putin has said, and it's true, Russia has more land than any other country in the world, more resources, except for Africa, and that's a continent. And they don't want any more land. They are not about to invade any countries that have nuclear weapons. They've been in a war with the United States and NATO for 9 years. And the Russians didn't back down like they didn't do with Hitler or Napoleon Bonaparte. And now we have a corrupt lawyer, pervert, with all the crazy neocons around him, and Nikki Haley with her little beady eyes. Couldn't find her way out of a wet paper bag. Couldn't find her ass with both hands. Literally saying, we're tripling munitions. The war is going to go forever. And we must defeat Putin. The Russians are now conservatively killing 5-1 on the battlefield. This is insane. World War III, extortion. Biden regime threatens to deploy U.S. troops to fight Russia unless Congress passes a $100 billion Ukraine war funding. That was the American Journal headline. Let's put the actual headline up on screen that I wrote right before I went live, because it says it all. Red Alert Broadcast. I can just read this for the next 3 hours on air. Red Alert Broadcast. Biden holds planet hostage, threatens direct war with Russia if Congress doesn't deliver $106 billion to Zelensky. This is nuclear blackmail. Never in U.S. history has any president ever approached this type of psychotic and potentially world-ending behavior. This is what happens when you have a completely divorced from reality elite who believes they are completely untouchable and above the law. Just like Napoleon and Hitler, the American empire prepares to go to Russia to die. But this time, they may take humanity with them. While they cut off our energy, flood our borders, flood us with fentanyl, run giant sex slave and slave labor operations. It's in Congress, it's in the New York Times. We are run by the bad guys. The only country that is more evil than the people running America's communist China. Human cloning, 3 million people in slave camps, forced abortion. But the globalists set up Mao Zedong and ran that until about 6-7 years ago when Xi Jinping broke with them. But he's like a... Communist China's this Frankenstein they created. So you want to know where the New World Order wants to take us? They want to take us there. And you've already seen they're doing that. So these lunatics. I mean, if we had a president who I think was for U.S. interest, Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon doing this, I'd say they're off their meds. They're mentally ill. They need to resign. They never did this, though. If Kennedy said this, I'd say he was crazy. No, he stopped World War III. You have a missile crisis. The neocons of their day, the literal creators of the neocon movement, L.L. Limitzer and others, and the Trotskyites got completely pissed. And again, they had a hard on, the Trotskyites, because they got kicked out of Russia by Stalin, so they came to the United States and set up the neocon movement that took over the Republican Party by the 1990s. You can't make this stuff up. And so whether it's Zbigniew Brzezinski or any of these people, he had it for his own reasons, they are Russophobes. They are obsessed with defeating Russia. Is Russia in our business? No. Compared to the Chinese, they're like the Russians, I'd say, are in engaging us 1% with propaganda and manipulation of the U.S. compared to China. It's like a 500 compared to that. Russia can't even get its own act together. It's so huge. That's well known. It's rotting all over the place. And Putin's project is to have Russians have kids, pay people to have families, go to church, and he's banned the whole leftist movement because it's run by the CIA on record. And I sit here and I watch this. This is just unspeakably dangerous. So after Vivek Ramaswamy leaves us after his over-the-top mopping the floor with the fetid neocons last night, over-the-top, I mean, he's the man of the hour. I mean, just, wow, man of the week, man of the month. I mean, say what you want, whether you trust him or not, or whether he's perfect or his background, but the stuff he's saying is devastating to them, just like Elon Musk. And this, of all the debates, this is like better than all of them combined. He slaughtered them. And Vivek wanted to come on today. I'm very happy he is, but I'd rather just play the clips of the debate. Wow. Holes in ones, grand slams, knockout blows, one after the other. They were just floundering around like fish out of water. So after he leaves us, I'll play the clips. I'll play a few while he's on, but there's like, I've got like eight of them, nine of them. So we've got that up, but I'm going to say, hey, Vivek, I know you want to talk about January 6th and the domestic police state and how it's an inside job you believe now, and that's great, and that's important. That's them trying to domestically come after the American people. That's the rebranding of any opposition as terrorist. I get it. It is a very central issue. But the jewel in the crown is this World War III crap, and he took Nikki Haley to the woodshed on that as well. The woman has no military skills, nothing. She leaves the Trump administration and makes $8 million to run around and call for World War III. And he says, tell me one name of a region that Russia is concerned about that Russia's taken. She doesn't know Donbass. She doesn't know any of the areas. She doesn't know any of it. And she sits there like, not like, like a deer in the headlights. She's that pathetic. He took her to the woodshed on, when I criticize you, you say that, you know, I don't like women and that only a woman can do the job. No, you're the one making it about identity politics. You are an idiot. And she's got Victoria Nuland and the neocons supporting her. They are disgusting, evil, stupid people. That incompetent witch probably can't even wipe her own ass. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but I'm sick of people endangering our families. I'm sick of this crap. We had no wars under Trump because people knew not to mess with us. But Trump also said, I want you to be prosperous. I don't want to destroy you, Russia and China. So come to the table. And they did. But instead, we see America's soft power gone. You know, around the world, for the first time ever, they do big international polls on it. America's seen as the bad guy. Wow, great job, Bill Clinton and George W. and Obama, and now Obama's third term with Biden. The world opinion turned around on us like that with Trump. Is he perfect? No, but he's the guy everybody wants to elect, and they're trying to say you can't have him. And then they say he's the dictator. He's dictatorial. No, you're the totalitarians. You're the bad people. You're the warmongers. You're the ones. I mean, Biden's printed. Now it's 60% of the money supply since he's been in the whole history of the U.S. 250 years. In the last 3 years, 60% of it's been issued by him. They're cratering the currency. They are just raping us seven ways to Sunday. My God, help us. We have mad men at the helm and a bunch of crazy women that think they're allowed to have nuclear war because they're women. We'll be right back. Stay with us. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there. Get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down while you still can. At InfoWarsStore.com, research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
So we're waiting to get connected with Vivek Ramaswamy right now. He's on his tour bus on the road, scheduled to call in right now. I want to go to this clip as it speaks to the World War III scenario. Here's a couple clips where he calls out the insane warmonger puppet, Nikki Haley, and then you only hear this little corner of the neocon donor class cheering for her. Here are some of the clips.
I want to say one thing about the tie to Ukraine, if I may. So foreign policy experience is not the same as foreign policy wisdom. I want everybody at home to know that I was the first person to say we need a reasonable peace deal in Ukraine. Now a lot of the neocons are quietly coming along to that position, with the exceptions of Nikki Haley and Joe Biden, who still support this, what I believe is pointless war in Ukraine. And I think those with foreign policy experience, one thing that Joe Biden and Nikki Haley have in common is that neither of them could even state for you three provinces in eastern Ukraine that they want to send our troops to actually fight for. Look at that. This is what I want people to understand. These people have, I mean, she has no idea what the hell the names of those provinces are, but she wants to send our sons and daughters and our troops and our military equipment to go fight it. So reject this myth that they've been selling you, that somebody had a cup of coffee stint at the UN and then makes $8 million after, has real foreign policy experience. It takes an outsider to see this through. Look at the blank expression. She doesn't know the names of the provinces that she wants to actually fight for. And there's her puppet masters right there, the donors. The donors right there that are playing her like the puppet
masters. Okay, hold on.
I question her authenticity. And I think that's deeper here. We were just talking about the trans issue. This is a symptom of a deeper cancer in American life, identity politics. This new religion that says your race, your gender, and your sexuality are your identity. It is anti-American. It is meritocratic. It's anti-meritocratic, and it is dividing this country to a breaking point. And I've spoken about this to the left. My books are all about this. I've preached this to the left, but it's even worse when Republicans try to play the same game. We're talking about that trans issue. And Nikki Haley's campaign launch video sounded like a woke Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light ad talking about how she would kick in heels. At the first debate, she said that only a woman can get this job done. That's what she said. After the third debate, when I criticized Ronna McDaniel after 5 failed years of leadership of this party and criticized Nikki for her corrupt foreign dealings as a military contractor, she said that I have a woman problem. Nikki, I don't have a woman problem. You have a corruption problem. And I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt. This is a woman who will send your kids to die so she can buy a bigger house. This is the problem. Using identity politics more effectively than Kamala Harris is a form of intellectual fraud. And it actually needs to end. There's our donor puppet masters wielding their puppet right up here tonight. This is how this game is played. The puppet masters put up their puppet, and I reject the use of identity politics in this party. It has been a cancer coming from the left, and I'm sick and tired of the double standards the people of this country are too. Having 2 X chromosomes does not immunize you from criticism. Thank you.
And we're getting Vivek connected right now, working on some issues. He's in his bus. While we're getting that connected, let's go to this another incredible clip where he calls out the climate cult. This is what we need. This is what the Republican Party needs to be doing. He mopped the floor. He did better than all other debates combined, and he won all those. He just slaughtered them. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy calls the climate change agenda a new religion. Here it is.
I'll use this to just address a topic we didn't talk about tonight, but I think is one of the most important topics that needs to be discussed. That is this climate change agenda that is shackling this country like a set of handcuffs. I said it at the first debate, and I stand by it. The climate change agenda is a hoax because it has nothing to do with the climate. That's what we have to see. 98% reduction in the climate disaster-related deaths in the last century. 8 times as many people are going to die of cold temperatures this year than warm ones. Yet against that backdrop, there's an issue coming up in Iowa. It's core to Iowa farmers. I met Kim Junker, Kathy Stockdale, and other farmers who are about to have a carbon capture pipeline built across their land using eminent domain to do it. That's unconstitutional and it's wrong. And if you thought COVID was bad, what's coming with this climate agenda is far worse. We should not be bending the knee to this new religion. That is what it is. It is a substitute for a modern religion. We are flogging ourselves and losing our modern way of life, bowing to this new god of climate, and that will end on my watch.
Thank you, Ambassador Haley.
That's coming up. Thank you.
All right. Well, he's hurtling down the road somewhere in the United States, a very busy man. Vivek Ramaswamy, obviously the most articulate candidate in either party, just taking it to the globalist. We've got so many other great clips, but he's with us now. I know you want to get into January 6th. You threw down that gauntlet last night. That's really important because they're trying to call all their opposition terrorists. I want to hit that secondarily, but your main issue last night was the warmongers. Now, Biden has said that if you don't give me $106 million, we're going to put troops into Ukraine, nuclear blackmail. I mean, this is just unprecedented in history. Vivek Ramaswamy, again, Republican candidate for president. What is your take on this escalation?
So, look, I think that what you have is people in both parties that stand to make money from selling off our foreign policy. It's bad when Joe Biden does it with a $5 million bribe to his son, Hunter Biden. It's equally bad when Nikki Haley does it, using her experience as a UN ambassador for a short time to build a military contracting firm and otherwise. Both of these parties are infested by this neocon establishment, and it is a philosophy that needs to be relegated to the dustbins of history. And I exposed that corruption unsparingly on the debate stage last night. But the ultimate farce that I exposed last night, Alex, was not just the corruption and the financial corruption. It's the fact that these people, from Nikki Haley to Chris Christie to the rest of them, they have no idea what the hell they're even talking about. Nikki Haley and then Chris could even name 3 of the provinces in eastern Ukraine that they supposedly want to be sending hundreds of billions of dollars of our own money to go fight for. And so it's not just a financial fraud. It is an intellectual fraud. They don't know why they want to fight these wars. All they know is that they want to. And I think a big part of the reason is our ailments at home. You want to know what America last foreign policy looks like, or America last policy in general? Nikki Haley will say she wants to cut Social Security for Americans at home, yet fund these foreign wars abroad. Sooner defend Ukraine's borders than defend the borders of this country right here at home. And I think it is revealing that I was the only candidate on that stage who's able to speak certain hard truths. Part of the reason I have this conviction, Alex, is that on some of these issues, you know what? I wasn't always in politics. I was a CEO of a company. I was an anti-woke crusader in corporate America. But back then, if you asked me many of the things that I said on that debate stage last night, do you believe in these things? Well, you know what? If I'm buying the mainstream media's narrative, I would have been one of the people that says, you know, the great replacement theory, or you think the idea of January 6th being an inside job, that those would have been crazy talk. But now you're actually exposed to the reality as we see it. And I have been able to now, I wasn't the first to say far from it, but I do think that we have to now make that part of the mainstream conversation in this country. So other innocent Americans at home who have been duped, and in many ways I was one of those Americans for a long time, is able to actually see the truth of what's going on in this country. So that was my goal in the debate stage last night. I think we accomplished it. I think we have exposed the neocon foreign policy establishment for what it was, and I'm proud we did it.
Well, Vivek, let's not understate things here. You didn't successfully state that. I've never seen such domination, and I'm not kissing your ass. Just when you see basically perfection, you got to say it. I was talking to a lot of big heavy hitters this morning, and they were agreeing that was perfect execution. And, you know, if you don't win this round, I'm sure you're going to be president someday if we don't have the end of the world. But why do you think January 6th is so important? I was there. I predicted it would be at Kent State. I knew we were being set up once I was there and saw it. We now have this footage come out. We know there were feds everywhere. The FBI director's been lying about it. I mean, why is January 6th so important to you to focus on?
Well, and I say this, Alex, as somebody who back then I was a CEO. I mean, I was anti-woke and all of that, but if you told me that that was an inside job, then I would have said that that's some sort of fringe conspiracy theory. But now I was, what do we see? We see that certain video evidence was not released. Now that the full video evidence has been released, we see what happened is a group of peaceful protesters. You have police officers, sorry, you have Capitol Police that are firing rubber bullets and explosives into a peaceful crowd. Then they release the video footage of just the response of that peaceful crowd to the Capitol. Not revealing the fact that there are, how many? We don't know. Could be hundreds of FBI and law enforcement agents in that audience. And then now you see the footage of Capitol Police allowing them, enrolling the red carpet, allowing them in. There's a word for that in the law. It's called entrapment. And the same reason why two of Gretchen Whitmer's, for example, alleged kidnappers were finally acquitted when it came to trial was that it was actually a case of entrapment. That's a case of the law enforcement creating behaviors that otherwise would not have existed without the law enforcement and then trying to criminalize.
And Vivek, the same special FBI unit that staged, the same FBI unit that staged the Whitmer kidnapping or Tippit kidnapping was then caught quarterbacking January 6th. But expanding on this, it just broke 5 days ago that the January 6th committee has deleted all the video testimonies and most of the transcripts have disappeared. Because we know in the ones that did come out, Ray Epps saying, yeah, I did orchestrate the attack. He told them that in testimony. So they're now erasing their own one-sided investigation. That's very suspicious.
I mean, it's suspicious by way of understatement. But what I would say is this. There's a role for everyone to play here. I think there's the people who have exposed this far sooner than I did. But I think that the American people deserve for this not to be relegated to some sort of side conversation. And so, you know, after the debate last night, I actually went on CNN. And this is the first time we have a mainstream cable news network talking about this. And I confronted them with exactly the hard facts. I challenged them, show your viewers the footage that was released. Show your viewers the footage of Capitol Police literally letting in protesters that day, of firing on one hand into peaceful audiences, inciting a response. Then when they show up, allowing them in, and challenge the government to at least be transparent about how many federal agents were in the field that day. And so I think this is the moment we're in, this does not need to be some sort of perceived by most Americans as on the fringe view. And that's why I brought up right now last night, Alex, as well, that this is the same government that lied for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11. What we now know from declassified documents 20 years later is that the FBI and the 9/11 Commission and everybody else absolutely knew that that was a Saudi operative. Yet they lied about it systematically.
Vivek, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
The same government that lied about the origin of COVID-19.
Your Skype broke up just in the last 5-10 seconds. I want you to restate that last bit, but it's important to add how big this dragnet is. They admit they're branding any populist opposition as terrorists and saying the main threat are MAGA people and by extension white supremacists. And our own Owen Schroyer is in federal prison right now, my own co-host, for being there peacefully trying to stop people going in. So that's how big this dragnet is. They tried to indict me. It came out in the Washington Post. I knew because the feds had grand juries open. They tried to indict me for premeditating an attack on the Capitol with Trump when I hadn't talked to Trump in a year before that even happened. So just to give people an idea how the skin is in the game, that's how big this dragnet is.
Yeah, look, I just think that we should be able to talk about this in the open. And I think that if people want to have an evidence-based debate, then sort of cite exactly.
Vivek, we're gonna reconnect. I know you're driving down the road. It's great to have you. We're gonna reconnect real quick, and then I think it'll fix the Skype. Yeah, go ahead and reconnect. Just don't wait for them. Just reconnect, and we'll go back to Vivek. But look, January 6th is very central, very, very important. But World War III is looming in our face. Well, it looks like a Skype came back. Maybe he doesn't need to reconnect. Vivek, let's see if it's working now. Please continue.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's why I brought up that the same government that lied for 20 years about 9/11 and Saudi Arabia's involvement in it, the same government that lied about the origin of COVID-19, knowingly so, it's a government that has systematically lied to its people. We should be able to, as the people, have access directly to the evidence ourselves and have an open debate about this. That isn't happening. I am now mainstreaming the conversations that otherwise have been relegated and sidelined by the mainstream media, and I'm not letting them get away with it anymore. Down to the trend. You know what? If you want a leader who's going to speak truth to power in the deep state, somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. And that's what I'm doing in this race.
Absolutely. And I think what you're doing is absolutely, you know, key. And after you leave us, we're going to play the clip of you on CNN last night doing a great job really putting this in the forefront, because their whole Democrat cosmology is Trump's going to be a dictator. The right wing's going to take over. They're going to kill everybody with no proof, while they're actually trying to take Trump off the ballot, while they're actually surveilling people and stealing elections, as you pointed out last night, through big, big tech manipulation ahead of Election Day. Can you speak to what party is clearly, I mean, I think you'll agree, the totalitarians here?
Well, I think that both parties, I think, are in some ways bad. I think there's no way around that reality that many Republicans are aiding and abetting this totalitarianism in the country. If you take someone like a Nikki Haley, on one hand, you have Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who has issued a subpoena for anybody who dared to even like or retweet H20. On the other hand, you've got candidates like Nikki Haley saying that every one of internet users needs to share with the government a government-issued ID tied to their social media profile. So I couldn't tell you which one is more fascist, to be honest with you. I don't look at this the Republican versus Democrat lenses.
No, I totally agree. When it comes to the Republicans, they're just as bad warmongers. But when it comes to election meddling and trying to block a candidate, they're claiming Trump wants to be a dictator. Who do you see more dictatorial, the Democrats going after Trump or Trump?
Well, I would say that it's more the Biden regime, is no doubt. I don't even the deep state underneath them. Many of them don't even have partisan affiliations in my eyes, Alex. It is a play for power, dominion, control, and punishment. So the party to the deep state, which is the only party that matters in the United States, the people who we never elected to run the government that are actually the ones that are the true threats to democracy, while they put up a puppet like Biden to talk about threats to democracy by offering a deflection by pointing the finger at somebody else, the real threat to so-called democracy in the United States is that the people who we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who are actually even running the government or pulling the levers of power. That's the real threat to democracy, the real silencing of dissent, the use of prosecutorial power to silence their political opponents, the use of backdoor methods to keep their political opponents off. That's real mark of, I think, a threat to democracy, and I think that we need to be able to speak about that in the open here.
No, I totally agree with you, and that's why you have the neocons and Democrats saying, we'll take anybody but Vivek Ramaswamy or Donald John Trump. That's an endorsement of both of you guys. Pulling back here with the 35,000-foot view, though, the numbers all show around the world, populist, nationalist, free market, common sense people are winning everywhere, really panicking the whole BlackRock combine. How do we fire the global deep state that controls our deep state? And I know the U.S. is kind of the center of that, but it's a Siamese twin situation. You know, who's more powerful, BlackRock or the U.S. government? It's really, you know, one joint at the hip situation. But how do we fire the deep state?
Well, it starts with somebody who literally uses the Constitution to get in there and literally fire the deep state. That's why I'm running for president. I think that this is the most important time for us to have a U.S. president that actually takes aim at this. And the reason why is, you're right, it is transpartisan, it is transnational. But the U.S. is funding many of those multilateral institutions, from the U.N. to a lot of the other multilateral institutions, WHO and otherwise, that are hostile to our sovereignty. The U.S. is also its government actors that are sharing pension fund money with the likes of BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, but the BlackRocks of the world, many of the assets they manage are those of governments anyway, including those of blue state actors in California or otherwise. So I think if you're actually going to get somebody in the U.S. presidency who will actually shut down 75% of that federal bureaucracy, that's, I think, the head of the snake. You're right, it's multidirectional, and I'm not going to oversimplify a complex phenomenon, but if you had to pick one area, one head of the snake to kill, it's the bureaucracy in the federal government. That's really what we have to drain and ultimately gut.
That's right. That's the fifth column. That's the unelected group that keeps thwarting the will of the people.
That's right. And so I think that we have to use constitutional authority to do it. One of the things they told Trump was you can't fire those people because of civil service protections. Well, I think this is where really understanding the law and the Constitution are helpful, Alex, which is that if you read the law carefully, the civil service protections do not apply to mass layoffs. And mass layoffs are absolutely what I will be bringing to the D.C. bureaucracy.
Well, Clinton did that. Clinton fired like something like 50%. He fired 98 of the U.S. attorneys. It's all a lie. The executive can do that immediately.
Exactly. And we now have a current Supreme Court that agrees with me on this 6-3. So I'm getting in there on day one and getting started. And you know what? They are going to sue me. We'll take that to the Supreme Court. Now we win. And I actually give a lot of credit to Trump for giving us that Supreme Court. But I think it takes a leader now more than ever, Alex, who is, yes, an outsider, somebody coming in, willing to break glass. I've been breaking glass on that debate stage. I'm going to be doing it in Washington, D.C. But also an outsider who knows and deeply understands the law and the Constitution of this country. Those two things don't usually go together. Right. On one hand, you have the.
That's right. Trump didn't understand it. Trump wasn't a lawyer. He was a CEO like you, but he wasn't a lawyer as well. And that's how they lied to him.
Yeah, they lied to him is the answer. So I think it's going to take both of those things to really see this through and get that job done. And you combine that with somebody who has fresh legs. I mean, there's a reason why Thomas Jefferson, who I talked about last night, is my favorite president. He was 33 when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. These revolutions, these revivals, they tend to be led by people from the next generation. So I think it's going to take all three of those things.
No, I totally agree. In closing, out of all the grand slams, I can't pick which one was the best, but calling out the climate cult that's literally trying to cut our energy while China and India and Mexico and 100 other countries plus make no cuts. The globalists, we know, have side deals with those countries. That's why they don't want the jobs here, because they've got a deal there. They want to make their investments better. I don't even blame China for that. Trump didn't. He blamed the middlemen. Give us 2 minutes on the climate cult. Extra info on what you said last night.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be a general closing statement, but I was so disappointed they didn't ask about the climate cult once that I just said, forget my closing statement. I want to talk about this. The climate cult has nothing to do with the climate. That's why one of many reasons why it is a hoax. The real answer is this has to do with letting China catch up to the United States using multilateral institutions to impose these emissions caps on the U.S. and a lot of people making money as middlemen along the way. I'm talking to you. I happen to be talking to you from Northern Iowa, rural area where I am right now. We flew up here after the debate. Right here, Alex, they're building a carbon capture pipeline across farmland in this state I've met innocent farmers who don't want that pipeline built across their land. There are real dangers and risks associated with it. One of those in Mississippi had a leak and exploded, and that actually sent a bunch of people to the hospital. They're capturing carbon dioxide from ethanol plants and building a pipeline across. You know what they're now threatening to use with those farmers? Is eminent domain. So think about that unconstitutional violation, that World Economic Forum vision that you have no property. Well, now they're bringing that to the backyards of even Iowa farmers in the United States, where they are saying, hey, we're going to use eminent domain by hell or high water if it's your property or not. And I just think that's wrong. It's unconstitutional. The only legal justification for eminent domain is if they say it is necessary for a public use. But then if you accept that fighting carbon dioxide emissions is necessary, that meets the constitutional standard for what's required for eminent domain and seizing your property, then next you know what's coming. Come and take your gas stove. Leave a $50 check in your mailbox.
Oh,
listen,
they're already doing it. It's a total power grab by elite corporations against the people. Vivek, where's the best place for people to find your campaign and your information?
Yeah, so you go to Vivek2024.com, V-I-V-E-K2024.com. That's how you could, you know, join the movement. Also, we've set up notoneocons.com, notoneocons.com, and that also allows you to just sign up with the movement that says no to this old neocon vision, put that to the dustbins of history, and it lays out the pledge that we will require of anybody who's going to be a political appointee in my administration.
Vivek, incredible job. Never seen anything that good. I'm serious. Hands down. Congratulations. Keep it up. You're definitely educating America and the world. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Well, that was a powerful first hour. We're going to come back with the World War III news and all the rest of it. The Tucker Carlson interview with myself drops tonight. That's going to be massive. Wow. Got more Vivek clips. I'm going to get to those. I mentioned the CNN one and the rest of it. Really, really doing important work. Devastating them. Please remember, we are listener supported. It is your funding that makes this whole broadcast possible. Please do your Christmas shopping with us and not the New World Order. Storewide free shipping. Double Patriot points. We have the most amount of our products in stock that we've had it in years. Whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or whether it's Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver or whether it's X2 or whether it's Turbo Force, it's all there. The fish roll sold out. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Infowarsstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, everything you've done, and we're the only reason you're still on air. And all the hoops you've jumped through to keep us on air, I salute you. Get a copy of my signed book as a fundraiser to keep me on air, The Great Awakening, or get the regular unsigned one, The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to win together. We're starting to really win. Second hour straight ahead. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I'll encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening and watching The Alex Jones Show. Embattled, battle-hardened, and only here because of your support and, of course, God's providence. Thank you for joining us. All right. I want to get more into the nuclear blackmail that Biden's involved in. It's just, it's so insane. I can't even believe it myself. The FBI director saying terror attacks everywhere are imminent while they leave the border wide open. They think we're too stupid to figure that out. A little first look at my big interview with Tucker Carlson coming up tonight. Huge communist arrest in Venezuela of their opposition figures, kind of like they're doing here in America with Trump and others. A huge illegal alien hordes pouring across. The Border Patrol says record levels broken. 1 in 4 who took Pfizer jab have experienced unintended immune response and immune issues. Huge news on that front. Major criminal investigations and civil investigations of Facebook for aiding pedophiles. We've just got a lot to cover today. But I wanted to go ahead and go to a clip, because I mentioned it, of Vivek Ramaswamy last night talking about January 6th, because it is a big deal. And this is the branding of the American people as terrorists, and it's all based on a fraud, and they've now deleted the videos and most of the transcripts of who they interviewed. Because they're interviewing Ray Epps, he's like, yeah, orchestrated the attack. Let's quote. I mean, it's insane. So we'll go to that clip, come back, and then just plow through all of it today. Special guests in studio coming up the third hour. Here it is.
Start with January 6th.
Sure.
There is no evidence that it is an inside job. It was a fringe conspiracy theory that the Trump-appointed FBI director, Christopher Wray, has said explicitly over and over is just not true.
So let me, I appreciate the opportunity to address it. I was an anti-woke crusader leaving the business world, and if you had asked me 3 years ago, is there some chance January 6th is an inside job, I would have said that was crazy talk. I would say looking at the facts of the video footage that have come out, Dana, it is shocking that you still haven't gotten a clear answer of how many federal agents were in the field that day. Look at now the video footage of actually throwing explosives and rubber bullets into what was a peaceful crowd, then releasing to the public what came in response to that. But now look at the video footage that was released, and I'm glad we're talking about it because viewers deserve to look at that footage. Capitol Police literally letting people in who were then now prosecuted, some of whom have gone on to commit suicide because of what the government's doing. That is a case of entrapment, and I think the government has not been transparent about this, which is why I then brought up another case where the government, now 20 years later, with declassified documents, tells us that they lied to us at the time.
And
so I do think we have a government that's consistently lied to its people.
But an inside job suggests that everybody was who attacked the Capitol was part of
some. I didn't say that, but I was saying that there's entrapment going on. There's entrapment going on, and this looks like a case of entrapment. And if you look at even over the last day.
What do you mean by entrapment?
Entrapment means that the police goaded people to do something otherwise than they otherwise wouldn't have done, and then they arrest them for actually doing it.
And you don't think it was actually the former president who was trying to get people?
Well, I think that was the media narrative. Now look at actually a hard case.
We heard him with our own
ears. I'm going to ask you about a case and see what you think about this, right? You guys said this for a long time about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. Suddenly gone silent after it comes out at trial that absolutely that was a case of entrapment, which is why two of those people were acquitted. So I'm saying this as somebody who, on the other side of this, as a biotech CEO, somebody who was even anti-woke, but if I was looking at this, I would have said a lot of this is crazy talk. But if you actually get into the details, I think it is startling how much the government has systematically lied. And I think it's both parties over the course of the last 25 years.
But on the January 6th,
left used to be better at pointing this out and being skeptical of the government, but now it's the right.
Which is the most aggressive, offensive attack on the U.S. Capitol and on democracy itself that we have seen in our lifetime and in many, many lifetimes, to say without evidence that it was an inside job.
I'm not saying it without evidence. I think that what we're seeing now is the video footage that's come out. I was in a different place before a lot of that evidence came out, but you have to respond to the evidence. What is your response, or what is anybody else on CNN's response to the video footage that was released of Capitol Police literally just peacefully allowing people into the Capitol?
What we know is that 850 people have been convicted of crimes.
But the reality is many of them were convicted before that information was released.
And do you think that former President Trump has anything to do with this?
Because you're bringing up a really good point, and your audience and everybody deserves to know the truth about this. Normally, there's a rule in constitutional law. It's called the Brady Rule. You have to turn over exculpatory evidence to the other side. In this case, it wasn't turned over because the DOJ said Congress was sitting on.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So what I do when I study history and geopolitics and what the globalists' actual battle plans are, most of it's public, is I see how it all fits together and where they're going and how they're augmenting and changing their operation, but always still going in the same direction. Making you poor, isolated, dumbed down, poisoned, and then finally killing you. And everything they do is about just war, cold-blooded against the people, use us as guinea pigs, develop life-extensive technology for the ruling elite. I mean, once you figure out their game plan, it all makes perfect sense. And then you can talk about stuff on air and hypothesize, and then you'll almost always find their own Rand Corporation and Carnegie Endowment and Rockefeller Foundation and WEF and Club of Rome and UN and CFR and Royal Institute of International Affairs. And you read it, and it's word for word what we've already looked at and come up with. So my greatest frustration is trying to get people to realize evil exists. I mean, you know, sometimes your neighbor will do horrible things, or somebody in your family, or you've been cheated and screwed over in your life before. You know there's bad people. And then government and corporations at the top are always the worst groups, because evil people get into power and then they can carry out larger operations. And they have this instinct to hate other people's success and to want to hurt people. That makes them feel powerful. That's why it's on record that the majority of the clients of people that want to do bondage, where they torture women, that's the most popular thing for CEOs, is to want to tie a woman up and slap them and do horrible and beat them and do terrible things and hurt them. And conversely, the other big group in CEOs is they want to be dominated and they want to be hurt, because that's what they do all day to other people. They then fetishize that. The hottest thing in D.C. and also in Miami, it was in the Washington Post last week, is Democrats, high level, want to be slapped around by somebody wearing a Trump outfit. These are sick people. I never get sick of sunsets. I never get sick of a ribeye steak. I never get sick of swimming or hiking or playing cards or pool or going to church or, you know, just hanging out with my family. Because I'm satisfied, because I've got a connection to God. These people have to do evil because they've already done so much evil, nothing thrills them anymore until they go deeper down the rat hole. And I'm not going to get into their psychology anymore. It's disgusting. That's why pedophilia is rampant. But pedophilia is not the lowest level of the elevator into the mine shaft. Torturing and killing children is the next level. And the very lowest level is having women in low-level satanic cults up to the very top bring babies to term that they secretly abort and then torture and rape for days in a Black Sabbath before they drink their blood and kill them. Now, that's real. And you see the Washington Post, the New York Times, just this week, major women's publications came out. What's the name of the really famous one? The woman's magazine. Cosmopolitan. Yeah, last week. Women all over America are going to abortion clinics that specialize in Satanism, and we say satanic prayers, and then we kill the baby, and then the mother prays to Satan, and in some cases they eat the baby. So it's about her and her power, and Gloria Steinem of the CIA wearing shirts. Yeah, I love abortion. I killed that little bastard. They don't say it's a blob of flesh anymore, dehumanizing it. No, they go, you bet it's a person. And it's about women's rights. I'm going to kill that baby. They're searing your conscience. They are taking you to the ninth circle of hell. They know what they're doing. And I'm sorry to have to report this to you. But it's not a rumor. It's not in old movies and things that Count Dracula, you know, brings the babies to the women. And then the women all get around and bite and drink the blood of the baby on an altar. And you go, what is this in his book? Because it's real, folks. It's real. Now, they don't live forever. But the spirits that they get possessed by, and if you don't believe in that, it's where they go. It's the archetype they trigger if you just believe in Jungian psychology. The Nazis did blood rituals at the SS facilities. Same thing. Joseph Mengele did it, because you start raping and torturing kids, folks, cold wind blows in the room. There's something there. They, ooh, this is really bad what I'm doing. Yeah. Because God is not in that space. God goes zoom out. And the devil goes zoom in. And these are people that literally commune with these interdimensional creatures whose sport is hurting us. So stop denying it's real. Where did this embedded psychology come from? Why does every culture collapse with human sacrifice and devil worship of children? It's real. But there's another level to the elevator that goes down, not up. It's not just molesting children, stealing their innocence. It's not just raping them. It's not just torturing them. It's not just killing them. It's not just having women take babies to completion and then hooking the baby up and having all of its bone marrow and its juices sucked out and its liver and heart put in a blender. And then the men drink it. They eat it. They inject it. Adrenochrome is a metaphor for that. Adrenochrome is the patented name on the EpiPens that's concentrated adrenaline. And yeah, Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it, and that's a real thing Satanists do. They get the adrenal glands of people they've killed, or even they'll buy it from people at a morgue, and then they eat it, you get really high off of it. It's like saying you go to the butcher shop, and there's six different types of meat. You know, there's fish and poultry and, you know, pork and beef and lamb. Adrenochrome is just one, like, you know, like giblets or something on the menu. Can I get some giblets? Or, you know, can I get a pork chop over there? But how do we know this? Well, we know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing at Zorro Ranch. We know what Peter Nygaard convicted was doing. The son of a bitch was on national TV with these gorgeous black supermodels because they don't have recessive genes. You know, when the black supremacists go, you cave-dwelling mutant white people, I'm proud to be a mutation, and you can be proud to have non-recessive genes. But it is true, for stem cells, you want non-recessive. It has a better effect in your body. Your body will accept it better because it's all the genes will basically accept it. And they're saying, I'll pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, to play the clip, I played it probably 20 times. It's in my book, transcript of it, published by an imprint of Simon & Schuster. They had to fact check every line of this. That's why it took almost a year to write. And they get up there and brag, I'll pay you all this money. I want you to have a baby, and I'm going to suck it dry, and I'm going to inject all its juices, and then I'm going to eat it. They don't
They don't spare a single hair. They eat every bit of it. And the left makes jokes about this and laughs because they're in on it, folks. The low-level devil worshippers that attack us all day, they're the Renfields that are reserved. You know, they eat the bugs. Remember, everything is in Bram Stoker's Dracula. Pull up Bram Stoker's Dracula. I haven't read it in 20 years. I should read it again. There's a count. He's the prince. He's the king. He lives under the church. He comes out at night. He brings babies to his women. He goes out and takes over the women and the culture to control the children. It's an archetype of it. But his familiar, his minion, is Renfield, who's not a full vampire. He can even be out there in the day. But all Renfield gets is bugs. He will eat some bugs. And if he's really good and brings Dracula more children, he occasionally gets a rat. And what does Klaus Schwab say? You will eat some bugs. Figure it out yet, folks? And again, Prince Charles is the main heir. 50 generations of Count Dracula. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year, InfoWarsStore.com. We have TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time. Thanksgiving 2023 is here, and I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com. If you ever take one piece of my advice, it's get a bottle of X2. It's been sold out for over a year because we wouldn't cut corners and because it's so hard to produce. We finally have a limited run back in supply at InfoWarsStore.com. So many people have serious issues. Look up the UN's own numbers. Billions have cognitive disabilities because they do not have true nascent iodine in their bodies. Most other iodine is bound to other heavy metals or bound to other elements, so you don't download it. But this is pure atomic certified iodine. X2 is now back in stock, discounted. So I'm giving Thanksgiving right now for this product being here. It funds the InfoWar, but I guarantee you, you take us for a few weeks, you will feel the difference. It is amazing. It's the missing link. X2, back in stock at the end of 2023 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution, so the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Rant about these people, but I mean, folks, if I even start on Prince Charles and Jimmy Savile and raping the dead bodies of children, that's confirmed mainstream news. Jimmy Savile had the highest security clearance you can get in the British government. I think like 20 people have it. You just need to understand that this is extremely real. And they're telling you through fiction what we're really up against. Bram Stoker's Dracula is not a novel. It's not fiction. It's a documentary. All of the names have been changed. Now, I've got all this incredible news and all these incredible clips and the border wide open, people finally waking up to it, and huge change. But I don't know how I don't go back to the World War III news. I mean, I wanted Vivek on. He wanted to come on. And, yeah, January 6th is important. And so is the open border, and just all of it's being done by the same people. But when Biden says on national television, get the full clip ready, well, we can't let Russia win. And if Congress doesn't give me this $106 billion, we're going to have to put U.S. troops on the ground. U.S. troops have been there for 9 years, and they have dumped a lot of them in now, and U.S. contractors, you name it, have been killed. And that is insane, and that is dangerous, and that is not in Russia's doorstep. That is in Russia's birthplace. And I'm not a Russophile. I'm also not a Russophobe. And I am a history file. I love history. And we're starting this, not us, but our hijacked government is. And it's a runaway train over the edge of a cliff, and it needs to stop. And we got a guest coming up next hour, a lot to cover, but I think we should open the phones up for the full show tomorrow. No, we've got some guests. We may cancel them. Just to talk about, have you ever heard a U.S. president say, give me $106 billion, we got to put troops into Ukraine, they're going to fight Russians, and we can't let Putin win, he's going to invade Europe? I mean, have the Russians ever invaded Europe? Yes. The last year of World War II, at the behest of the Allies and the French, the UK, the US, they went in and took over some countries, and it was communism, and it was terrible. But Russia's whole history, other than that, has not been expansionary. They've got too much land, and Putin says that, and that's the Russian doctrine. I mean, folks, if you look at 90% of the Russian population is in far Western Russia, and then it's equivalent of three United States. I mean, you think driving them through the West where you don't see a gas station for hours, desolate. Russia's just pine trees and mountains and rivers and lakes, and it looks gorgeous. Yeah, I've seen the video. I've never been there. Like the most pretty areas of Canada. Russia's like four or five Canadas, and there's nothing there. They sold us Alaska for nothing. Red Alert broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Biden holds planet hostage, threatens direct war with Russia if Congress doesn't deliver $106 billion to Zelensky. The madness of this, the danger of this. And then look at this. Senate Republicans block Ukraine-Israel funding bill amid border fight. Border row. Biden, help Ukraine now or send Americans to fight Russia with NATO later. If Putin takes Ukraine, America troops will be fighting Russia. Putin has said he doesn't want Ukraine. He wants the eastern area as a security buffer. That's the stated policy. And I'll say this about Putin. He's been very honest about what his aims are. And I'm no Neville Chamberlain here. You know, saying, oh, Hitler, we can trust him. No, no. The West started this fight. The same people trying to cut your son's penis off, cut your daughter's breast off, the same ones with drag queen pedophile time, the same ones sex trafficking 400,000 children and slave trafficking them, and it's in Congress. Those people, just like Hitler and Napoleon, have got this Russia hard on. And I get it. It's the biggest country in the world, and it's full of resources, and it should be easy to go beat those Russians. Except the Russians will fight to the last person. And they've got the biggest nuclear weapon stockpile in the world. Might not be a good idea to continue down that road. All right, look, I'm going to table this. But it's just insane to have a bunch of crazy pedophiles like Joe Biden up there running this show and running us right in the ground. I want to get into the border because finally it's like when the alarm goes off on the oven and you've been cooking the turkey for 5 hours and it's done. The turkey's done. And I told you the last year they would pivot and come out and claim that, oh, we're not for the broken border. It's the Republicans' fault, and we got a plan for amnesty, but then we'll shut the border once we've done that. 400-plus thousand missing children, 80-something thousand. They've got connections to sex slavery, everything else. The Border Patrol's ramming down fences. Bulldozers are running down barbed wire to let the illegals in. There are standoffs with the Border Patrol and the State Police of Texas, literally with their hands on their guns saying the feds order this border open. And look, I'm no fan of Greg Abbott, but he's gotten better the last 2 years. And he's actually been trying to do some stuff down there. And, oh, the feds order the water barriers taken down, or all of it. People that are mad at Abbott just need to know his constituents have got on his ass. He's actually been doing a lot better job, so he's not our issue. And I got all these videos. I love you, Biden. Thank you for everything. And the thousands of illegals wearing Biden T-shirts. You've already seen it. We've got how many videos? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 clips from the border. We'll cover when we come back. Listen, there's no other show like this in the world. More and more people are getting it. People are on target, so we're almost obsolete. We're almost vestigial. We're almost ceremonial, but not yet. I got a few years left in me. Our most important work is at hand, but I can't do it without you. So when I fire the bat signal, I'm firing it for real. If I got one thing, like Tony Montana said, it's my word. And I don't break my word or my balls for nobody. If I tell you something, I believe it. I may be wrong sometimes, but let me tell you something. I don't lie, folks. Cops pull me over. You've been drinking? Yeah, that bottle of wine. Beer, going to jail. Why did I do that? It was that moment. I'm like, I'm going to blow clear. Be some good publicity getting arrested. Yeah, I had a half bottle of wine 2 hours ago. Took me to jail. And I just did it. I didn't do it as a stunt. I just like, you know what? Your wife asked you to cheat on me? Yeah, I went ahead and did it. You know, you reach a point where you just start telling the truth all the time. And am I proud of the things I've done? Hell, I've killed at least 10 of my children, folks. The left always makes a big joke about it. Why would he admit he did that, but they say he's against abortion? Because I know I'm wrong. I repented of it. I didn't know what I was doing when I did it. I've admitted it. And I'm trying to be good, and I've gotten way better than I ever was. The difference is I know good from evil, and I'm trying to be good. These people don't. So I need your support. Store and free shipping, double Patriot points, Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. X2 back in stock, Turbo Force back in stock, Infowarsstore.com, and a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Please get the book. That's critical. It's a great book, and I need the funds, and that helps me pay my bills because, again, I don't just pay the bills here. I got to pay my personal ones. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off store-wide. My new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
More than 10 million people have come across the border conservatively since Biden stole the election. Well, Biden couldn't even dress himself. The people that control Biden, he's just their front man. But now you've got press conferences by the Democrats, Republicans, Biden saying the border's broken. But it was Biden that said, when I win the election, via fraud, he said, I will win, don't worry. I want you to immediately surge the border. Then he comes out yesterday and says, well, or 2 days ago, well, it's broken now. We got to fix it. I got a bunch of the latest clips on this, but first, let's just recap that again, where Biden says immediately surge the border, and then he says actually it's broken now because he broke it.
I would do as president is several more things because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression.
Like I said, I am willing to make significant compromises on the border. We need to fix the broken border system. It is broken.
Yeah, because you broke it. Trump fixed it. One of Trump's biggest accomplishments, right along with the Supreme Court. Here is an illegal immigrant after crossing the southern border thanking Biden.
I love you, Joe Biden. Thank you for everything, Joe Biden. I'm a good person. I want to be a good person here in the United States.
I came here because I want quality life. You know, America is a land of opportunity.
But you'll be put into the Democrat plantation now. Let's go to a clip from Arizona this morning. As record high illegal crossings surge the southern border in Arizona alone, 12,000. Here it is.
No, it's not stopping, Dana. The numbers are actually getting even worse. Multiple CBP sources telling me this morning in the last 24 hours, Border Patrol alone has made more than 10,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants. That does not even include CBP ports of entry. And you can see the situation here in Lukeville behind us. We got well over 800 people waiting in line here after they crossed illegally overnight, waiting to be apprehended by Border Patrol. Once again, it's like deja vu from yesterday. You can see these guys are coming in from all over the world, a lot of African men, mostly single adult men here. Some of them were setting campfires overnight in the cold, camping out here, waiting to get taken into custody by Border Patrol. But CBP sources telling me in the last 24 hours in this Tucson, Arizona sector, there were almost 2,900 apprehensions, and the Border Patrol facilities out here are currently running 200% of their capacity. That is why there are so many people out here waiting to be taken into custody by Border Patrol. Now, Arizona has a Democrat governor. Her name is Katie Hobbs. She has not yet sent any state resources down here. No Arizona troopers, no Arizona National Guard. That's unlike what we've seen in the state of Texas with Governor Greg Abbott. Well, Governor Hobbs is calling for more federal action when it comes to helping in Arizona. Take a listen.
We need the federal government to act and provide more resources, and we've been very clear about that. There's a lot more they could be doing, both the Biden administration, and again, I know this is beating the drum that we've been beating for decades, but
that's the woman that stole the election. Hit pause. Oh, we've been beating it for decades. We're trying to stop it, like Hochul in New York and all of them. Oh, come here immediately. Oh, no, we don't want you. Because they want their constituents to now think they're not the ones behind it, as if you don't have what? A memory. Their whole system hinges on not having a memory. She steals the election in Arizona, hands down. They tell the illegals come there, and now she's like, back it up 10 seconds. She's like, oh, as we've been saying for decades, we've got to have a system to make this legal. You're making them legal when they get there. You told them to come there. They give illegal alien families $90,000 a year to come here while veterans are thrown on the street on record. This is just so outrageous. Go ahead and finish the clip.
We need the federal government to act and provide more resources, and we've been very clear about that. There's a lot more they could be doing, both the Biden administration, and again, I know this is beating the drum that we've been beating for decades, but we need comprehensive immigration reform to really thoroughly address this issue.
And as people continue pouring into the country, so too are narcotics. Take a look at this image out of Nogales, Arizona, a couple hours away from us. CBP officers at the port of entry there stopping a car and finding over 1 million fentanyl pills hidden in that smuggler's vehicle. Thankfully, they were able to seize that. Then we want to take you back to this video from yesterday. Take a look at this. We showed you these images yesterday of illegal immigrants pushing through a breach in the border wall that had been cut through by smugglers. This happened right in front of Border Patrol. All these people came spilling through the wall trying to take advantage of the situation. Then a human smuggler looks at our camera, gives us a shrug, and salutes us. Well, GOP presidential candidate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, reacted to that video. He posted a tweet which says in part, quote, "The cartels are laughing at us now, but they won't be when I'm commander in chief.
Yeah, right.
Any cartel operative caught cutting through the border wall will be left stone cold dead." And back out here live, that goes to one of his campaign promises, essentially saying if they see any cartel members bringing fentanyl in or cutting through the border wall, he will authorize the use of lethal force. And back out here, you can see the situation. It looks like Border Patrol's in for quite another busy day out here in Lukeville, which remains the epicenter of this border crisis. Walk with me a little bit more. You can see campfire set here overnight. They're trying to stay warm. And this isn't the only line of people here. If we can look a little bit ahead, they're keeping family units, women, children, families separate from these single adult men. And
absolute bedlam, the collapse of the United States in front of everyone. In your face. They just take the children and hand them off to whoever. Really is simply amazing. Let's play Obama's DHA secretary saying we truly are in a crisis. Yeah, that they created. Let's play that clip, and let's play Kirby, the twin White House press secretary, because the Pentagon really runs things. The poison shots, even more, they run it all. Killing our troops, they run it all. They're here to destroy us, literally. You're globalists, you capture the government, the military is against the people. Not the rank and file, but the top is. I hear those clips.
Well, first, Mika, thanks for having me. A little bit of context here. When I was in office in Kirstjen Nielsen's job at her desk, I'd get to work around 6:30 in the morning, and there'd be my intelligence book sitting on my desk, the PDB, and also the apprehension numbers from the day before. And I'd look at them every morning. It'd be the first thing I'd look at, and I probably got too close to the problem. And my staff will tell you, if it was under 1,000 apprehensions the day before, that was a relatively good number. And if it was above 1,000, it was a relatively bad number, and I was going to be in a bad mood the whole day. On Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
So we heard the FBI director yesterday testify that he sees flashing lights everywhere related to terrorism. What's the level of concern of the president about who's walking across our southern border with those 1.7 million gotaways of the past three fiscal years?
The president is always concerned about threats to the safety and security of the American people, whether those threats come from the southern border area or from elsewhere around the world, in particular threats to Americans that are living overseas. It's always on his mind.
And specifically about the southern border, this, and then why not cut that flow, stop that flow of people?
We, as the president said, he's all about border security. And that's why he added money in the supplemental to increase border security, including some 1,300 additional Border Patrol agents. And again, more asylum officers, more resources to crack down on fentanyl coming across that border. he believes strongly in border security.
They told them to come here. They facilitate them. 80%+ are getting away. It's not 1 million. It's not 3 million. It's 10 million. The illegal aliens are crawling around everywhere. We don't just have them cutting the border wall. We have the federal government running bulldozers over the fences that Texas put up. Okay? Kirby and all of them literally are behind the poison shots to murder you and your family. Our military seeds, they're at war with us. Just admit it, and now they're involved in nuclear blackmail across the population, and we got all these videos of Border Patrol with their guns telling U.S. reporters, get out of there. Our government's captured by evil.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store, support them, do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A little bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive. Live wire. Come on, baby. Woo! Humanity's got a destiny. We're not rolling over and dying. Too much of globalists want to poison us and dumb us down and make us hate ourselves. No, we love God that made us. We love ourselves. Come on, baby. We can do it. All right, I saw this article like a week ago, and I never got to it, but I kept it on the desk because I meant to hit this, and I'm going to hit it now. But this article right here is so important from Zero Hedge, and you can look this up. It's happening. It's in the local news there. Michigan Township creates militia to defend the right to bear arms. It needs to be through the city, through the county, official, not hidden, not running around the woods doing maneuvers. I'm not saying don't do that, but that's where the feds come and set you up and tell you you're in a secret operation. The militia's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. It's the Civil Defense Corps, but it's the previous name for it. We need to bring that back, but not just a military group of the posse to help during fires or riots or, you know, killers going around.
and not where it's neighbors spying on neighbors, what they said politically, but where the sheriff calls you out in an emergency and here's what we're looking for. That's the power of the people. That's the healthy side of that. But we need medical militias of nurses and doctors leading it with the community during a pandemic, during a crisis, that are talking about the science, talking about what's working. Because when your government's been hijacked by a UN treaty and it's running your life and the federal government's been seized, we can't just count on Trump to get back in. We've got to take control of our school boards and our medical boards and the local systems now. Citing possible political targeting under a new state gun confiscation law, the board of Holton Township, Michigan, adopted a resolution creating a voluntary community militia dedicated to preserving the constitutional right to bear arms. Now, the feds will try to infiltrate that, record people, and claim they're planning violence. But if thousands of counties or hundreds of counties even around the country do it, and it's all at, if the pro-Second Amendment militia is marching in the Thanksgiving Day parade or the 4th of July parade, we win. But they can make you hide in the woods and act like you're all paranoid and it's a secret operation. You're being led by a fed. They used to, with the feds running the militia in the U.S. discredited in the 90s and 2000s, say, well, I'd warn people, hey, if you're running around and there's some guy trying to tell you ready for war with the government, you're trained to do this and that, making lists, that's a fed. And it would come out over and over again. They were feds. They'd say, Jones is the fed. He's saying don't trust the militia. Well, he's against the militia. He's against America. No, I'm against you being set up. But we need civil defense, and we need the sheriffs, and we need community. We need to elect mayors and county commissioners and school board administrators that are in this and about this, and we need it right now. Because we've been deserted by our own government. Our own government's been hijacked. And we have to admit it. This is the London Telegraph. One in four who've had Pfizer jabs experienced unintended immune response and had all sorts of horrible illnesses, including death. Isn't that interesting? Brazil to mandate COVID shots for children as young as 6 months. So Bolsonaro banned making the shots mandatory and didn't push them. They removed him. The State Department ran it. And now the communist Lula, they're saying they're going to CPS and take the children of anybody that doesn't give them 5, 6, 7, 8 shots, boosters, you name it, whatever Pfizer, whatever the CIA wants of the Brazilian children, that communist is going to line up and do it. Just like O'Biden 2 weeks ago said, we're not going to drill for more oil or gas here. We're not going to buy it even from the Muslims or Canada. We're going to buy it from Venezuela and prop up that communist dictatorship. And I've got an article on that right here. Venezuela orders arrest of top opposition figures claiming treason. The move is the latest of several that undercut prospects of a free elections next year. That's even the New York Times reporting that. Despite communities and commitments made to the Biden administration in return for sanction relief. The top prosecutor there, Jack Smith, accused several top opposition figures who are surging in polls of treason and ordered their arrest Wednesday, the latest blow to prospects for credible elections that our government has agreed to hold next year in exchange for lifting the crippling U.S. economic sanctions. They had an inside deal, folks, just like Lula. And they say Trump's the dictator, but our own State Department's helping run this whole thing. By our own State Department's measure, we have some of the most unfree, untransparent, opaque elections in the world. And it just goes on from there. It's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. But we're not Venezuela, and we're not North Korea. And despite the fact we've been in a coma collectively, we have a pedigree, no matter what color you are. If you're an American, we have a pedigree, we have a culture that you can be part of, that you can dial into, that you can make who you are, that's about individualism and freedom and basic rights we defend, because then it protects everybody. I got a clip of Victor Hansen Davis. Is it Victor Davis Hansen? Great historian. It's a little promo for a course they've got, but I think it's powerful. We're going to play that coming up next segment. We got a special guest in the studio with something really fun. We should have some fun here on the verge of World War III, and we should have fun in this culture against tyranny, and it's had some success, so we're going to be talking about that and taking back the culture. So look for that. Look for that all coming up next hour with a surprise guest in the studio. But please remember, I'm going to explain this again. If you want to keep us on air, Free Speech Systems is making enough money to keep operating. We're not in the black a lot, but we've got maybe a tenth of a tank right now. We're actually not on absolute E like we've been for years. So good job at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, X2, Turbo Force, incredible products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. But this book, twice as long as my last one, or almost twice as long, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, it's an amazingly powerful book, and if you'll get the signed copy, it's a fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com. The judge makes me pay half the legal bills. I'm millions of dollars in the hole. Free speech isn't. He's not changing that, but he says, but you can put the proceeds of your book into paying the bills. Oh, well, thank you. But if I sell it at regular price, or you just buy the regular unsigned one, that won't pay the bills. In fact, this isn't. And I don't know what we're going to get into here soon when I don't even have money and we don't have to pay the legal bills and we just shut down. I mean, that's where we're at very soon here. So it's a real chink in the armor. I don't fire the basketball for a reason. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you need the book. It's historical memento to know you stood up at a key juncture in the battle, the most critical yet, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, to Launch the Second Great Renaissance, InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to make a straight-up donation that goes to my legal and defense and the bills, it is the Give, Send, Go. Folks are great. I want to thank you all that have donated. If you haven't, please go to DefendJones.com. DefendJones.com, and you see we're toe-to-toe with the New World Order, and I'm just here saying, hey, I'm in the fight. I need ammo. DefendJones.com, and I am in a pretty big hole. With an audience this big, it should be really easy if even a few percent decided to go, hey, why not a show? There's a lot of shows out there, but this one's really had a big effect. I'm going to go to DefendJones.com, make a one-time donation, $5, $100, whatever. Again, I want to thank those that have, and I want to encourage those that haven't. The call for aid has come, and I don't know, you know, what I'm going to do. We're selling quite a few of the books, but not enough, and I'm just here trying. InfoWarsStore.com, plus it's a great book you need. Plus, you know, great support Free Speech Systems. That's wonderful. But they kind of put us in this catch-22, though, where Free Speech is doing okay, but it can't pay my legal bills, which, because they say it's my company, so I can pay half, but I don't have money. Because it was all based on the original lie a year ago that I had hundreds of millions of dollars, but I didn't have millions of dollars, and it just goes on. But I don't want to talk about myself. You don't tune in here to hear that. And, you know, if we shut down, I'll still do a show somewhere and have interviews and stuff. So they're not winning. This is quite the operation, and I really don't want to see it happen. But hey, it's in your court. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Platinum's great products as well. And that helps support what I'm doing as well, InfoWars Platinum. We're going to start the next hour with a surprise guest. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalists. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body.
And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
AlexJonesGame.com is the coordinates of victory against the globalists and their zombie hordes. New World Order Wars, exclusively available at AlexJonesGame.com. Oh, the levels. Level 1, Big Tech Pharma's Mad Vaccine Lab.
Ready. Go.
Objective, defeat Dr. Fuker and save the Beagles. Location, Vaccine Lab. Enemies, zombie scientists with giant vaccine needles, zombies in hazmat suits and flamethrowers, gay frogs that vomit rainbow slop, the mini-boss, billionaire virgin, you know who he is.
I'm going to lower the world's population.
Mr. BG, the final boss in level 1, the world's most evil control freak mad scientist, Dr. Fuka.
Put on your mask, peasant.
Level 2, we invade Silicon Valley to free the slaves.
Ready.
And stop the censorship.
Go.
You can't silence me, libtards. I'll destroy you. Objective, defeat Big Tech lizard nerd and free the patriots locked in Big Tech jail. Location, San Francisco. Enemies, homeless zombies throwing poop, rabid zombies pushing shopping carts, and crazed, rabid gay frogs.
They're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
And finally, you face the top boss, Big Tech lizard nerd, who's holding a giant ban hammer and is guarding a jail full of censored patriots.
You will be silenced.
And next, in level 3, you're off to Epstein Island in the Caribbean to save the babies from the clutches of you-know-who. Objective, defeat the crooked witch of the West Wing and save the babies and children.
I came, I saw, he died.
Enemies, skeletons of the elite who have died and turned evil. They attack you by throwing bones, Venus flytraps, gay bats, and gay frogs. You face the level's mini-boss, the world's most famous rapist, as he plays a saxophone in his boxer shorts atop of Epstein's temple.
I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
And finally, you face the crooked witch of the West Wing, who arrives spectacularly on a broomstick and a wand blasting spirit-cooking spells.
Oh, they're going to be singing,
Ding Dong, Wicked Witch is dead.
I'm here to save the poor, innocent babies.
And of course, special guests at every level aid you in your critical time of need to help secure victory against the globalists.
These gay frogs are really grossing me out. What is going on?
Level 4, Trucker Showdown in Canada or the new Cuba.
Ready. Go.
Unfreeze their money, you communist scumbags.
Objective, defeat Castro Jr. to unfreeze the frozen money for the Canadian truckers.
No one is taking your rights.
Level, IC Canada. Main character, Alex Jones in the InfoWars tank. Enemies, semi-trucks commanded by gay frogs, fake news fans, globalist helicopters, gay bats, gay rats, and gay frogs.
Flamethrower!
Then you face not one, but two deadly underbosses. The Clown News Network's Jake Tapper and Brian Stelter appear in hot air balloons.
FNN reports you are a dangerous extremist.
But then you must face the level's final boss, Castro Jr. He appears in a giant airship that gunned down Alex Jones with a machine gun and bombs.
We're freezing your money for your safety.
Finally, Level 5 takes you to the New World Order headquarters. Stop the Great Reset in Davos, Switzerland. Objective, stop the globalist vampires from nuking the world with gay frog bombs in Davos, Switzerland. Enemies, all of the previous enemies, vaccine zombies, homeless zombies, skeletons, news vans, globalist helicopters, gay frogs, bats, rats, as well as gargoyles that spit lava and black cats. The most dreaded mini-boss, the Nazi dragon. Dragon!
Your happy making is over!
And I almost forgot to add, there are three final bosses on level 5.
Yeah.
You must first face, after defeating the Nazi dragon, a giant New World Order octopus. And finally, the supposedly all-powerful globalist appears, Klaus Schwab, and he attempts to destroy me and humanity's future.
You will eat the bugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the most peaceful, most loving, most liberal video game in the history of video games. We bring you New World Order Wars.
And finally, I just want everyone to know that no gay frogs were hurt in the production of this mostly peaceful video game. Okay?
What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. I just want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time.
Hello. I want to talk to you stupid, dumb Americans. I mean, smart, good liberals. We can't allow AlexJonesGame.com with New World Order Wars to make fun of communist Chinese puppets like the good, loving Trudeau or Hillary Clinton or Klaus Schwab. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. Do not download and do not play.
I think we can all agree that this new video game looks fantastic.
Are these scientists with vaccines?
We are going to defeat the globalists very bigly.
Bill Clinton in here.
No, I have sexual relations with that sex control.
Oh, there it is. There it is, bro. I destroyed that. What the hell even was that? I don't even know what that was.
Tucker Carlson.
These gay fucks are really grossing me out.
Wait, it's actually zombies. They're skeletons.
It's the two fake news jesters.
What will I do? You're just locked in your house.
That's hilarious. So we got Brian Stelter.
Oh, that's Mark Zuckerberg as a lizard.
This is hard, okay, guys?
No. I have never been so angry at you, Americans. This is Antonov here telling you this is blasphemy. How dare you, stupid Americans, play such a video game?
I did not.
God, this is so well made. What the f***?
Overall, I would say it's a solid play. Get it. Support the police.
Some of these bosses are getting, like, harder. This is like a legit game.
You defeat big tech cucks and more. Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
Game of the year?
Clearly. I mean, clearly.
No, yes, you are. Oh, you will be sent to forced labor camps. You will be punished by Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, who do good job for Xi Jinping and Communist China, for watching such a video game. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com. It is sacrilege to disrespect your leaders. Do not go to AlexJonesGame.com.
Order is taking over, and resistance is futile.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Oh, Big Bill, I'm taking you down, rapist. I'll eat your ass. Yeah!
I'm going to lower the world's population.
This is order from CCP and Xi Jinping. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com. Do not.
Well, this game was almost 2 years in the making. It's a lot bigger than the game. It's about conservatives, populists, nationalists, capitalists invading the culture space. And I remember interviewing Andrew Meyer, Mayor, many, many years ago. He's the don't tase me, bro. They got tased for simply asking a question, about all the tyranny that was going on. We've dredged that clip up. That's coming up here in a few minutes. Andrew Meyer is best known for questioning Senator John Kerry about election fraud, collusion between Democrats and Republicans to push war and clandestine Skull and Bone Society. He was the editor-in-chief of We Are Change, and his work there got the spirit cooking story to the top of Drudge in 2016, which probably turned the election. He's now a truly right-wing entrepreneur and the creator of the Alex Jones video game at alexjonesgame.com, alexjonesgame.com, and on Twitter, the Andrew Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. So, Andrew, great to have you here and the creators, the folks you worked with. How long ago was it you came to me with the idea for the game?
It has to be January of last year, so 2 years in the making.
And you guys really did a great job, and it's getting, by the way, people that aren't big video game heads, those people you saw endorsing are some of the top people.
Yeah, Asmund Gold, huge video game streamer, and people in his comments were saying, this guy, he doesn't have the joy that he has ever playing this, the joy that he had playing this game. People love it. Even people like Hassan Piker, Cenk Uygur's nephew, I believe, he couldn't believe it. He's beside himself at how good the game is. People really love it.
I mean, what games does Fauci get killed and the dogs he was torturing eat him?
You know, people saying that it's Dr. Fuker. I don't know why they're saying that. You know, it's Dr. Fuker, clearly. It's definitely not Dr. Fauci.
It's not Zuckerberg. It's not Hillary. It's not Klaus Schwab.
No, it's definitely not Klaus Schwab that you're killing with a machine gun as Alex Jones.
And again, that's, we're not calling for violence, folks. It's a joke. The point is, we're having some fun, and we worked really. The game was done like 4 or 5 months ago, and I said, you know what? Let's add even more. So it's like a voiceover, multiple different voiceovers depending on how you play the game. There's different tracks to it. I mean, you guys really did a masterful job.
Well, we had a lot to work with. As they call it in video games, the lore. The lore of Alex Jones is greater than any lore of any game that could possibly be made. So that's the reason people are having so much fun playing it.
And I see a part two in the future.
I think so. I mean, a lot of people are begging us. You know, it's top secret, I shouldn't say. But people especially are begging us for...
Well, let's stop there. The point is, yeah, this is the type of thing that can really turn things to the next level. Some big things will be announced soon. But good job to the listeners, the crew, you guys making it. Everybody that went, because it's, you know, nowadays to go to a website, buy a game, nobody does that because we're not allowed on the systems. But it's, we've broken through. It's a big success. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. I mean,
well, I only did it because I interviewed you over a decade ago when you got, you know, tased and everything. And I knew you were the We Are Change guy that helped take Luke, did a great job the next level. Hundreds of incredible confrontations. So I respected you. And then when the game came and it was already so good, I said, this is so good, we got to make it even better.
I think that Alex's input into the game, it wouldn't have been as funny, not nearly as funny, if not for Alex's genius.
Forget that. I mean, you guys did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. And people are saying this is the game of the year, game of the decade, game of the millennium, but this is how you change the culture. It's not just that this is a great game. People are playing Mario. People are playing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2, they put a bunch of gay relationships in it. They're trying.
Well, they admitted the whole news, the bad guy, the newspaper editor, they say is me. And then he says things I never said.
Right. The way they put in the new Spider-Man movies, they try and make him a evil version of you.
Oh, they said that. It's not like I'm just saying that.
No, for sure. The way that they made the setup look, for sure they're trying.
So that's what's great. You're helping me take my identity back. People say, why is Jones leaning into the memes? Because we're having fun.
It's a ton of fun. And again, your kids are going to play video games. People don't understand. Video games are now bigger industry
than everything,
than movies and music combined. So your kids are going to be playing a game. Do you want them playing Spider-Man 2 where they're trying to infiltrate gay relationships?
No, everything. I'm not even against gay people in general, but the point is, if heterosexuals are trying to sexualize my kids, I'll be mad. The new Superman, they're all gay.
Right. They're trying to,
which means they all want to have sex with their kids.
They're trying to brainwash your kids, and instead of giving them brainwashing that you're paying for, you could pay $17.76 discounted right now for Christmas, $17.76 for the Alex Jones game.
And it works on phones, desktops, everything. And because the people made it so successful, some really exciting things are about to happen.
I think that there's going to be a lot of furor on the left at how successful.
Well, you notice hundreds of articles about it pulling their hair out.
Yeah, they're super mad. A lot of the Young Turks people One of them, John, I forget his name, but he did a video. He was super mad. Not Hassan Piker, who loved the game. Some other Young Turks guy. Very upset about the video game.
Well, you see all the publications.
Yeah. The left is not happy with
it. Because they want to own culture. Why don't we make our own games, our own movies? Notice the biggest thing now is Christian conservative movies are the biggest. Everything else in Hollywood's falling apart. That's the biggest thing now.
There's more,
because we're going to take over.
There's more space for people that love God to make art than there's ever been in any amount of time. Hollywood is falling. They can't make a good movie. They just can't make a good movie anymore. They can't make a video game that isn't pushing some kind of agenda. I have a comment on one of these videos. Someone said, ironically, I think this will get some gamers to vote red. I think this is the first time that someone doing politics involves himself with gaming and doesn't just insult the gaming community with statements like you're sexist and transphobic. And this is from a European.
Yeah, remember Gamergate 10 years ago? I mean, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, they're trying to make games woke. They're trying to push people left.
Well, they're not trying. They've done it.
Well, we're pushing back. This is it. AlexJonesGame.com. Save InfoWars. Make this go viral. And the future of gaming is right here.
Well, the listeners have made it go viral. The first guy to do it, day one when it came out with Jack Posobiec and others. We appreciate Jack. And again, just the victory reaching new listeners. We got so many listeners off this. Yeah, it's probably a couple $100,000, you know, in our major fights against the globalists. That's nothing. But the bigger thing's coming right now. A lot of people see the potential of this. So some very exciting things to fund the info war.
Yeah, I think that people don't quite grasp. This game can sell millions. The top selling video games right now sell millions and millions of games.
And that's what top gamers who aren't even conservative were like. Here's this game cost $20 million. It's not even as good as this. They're saying that.
Yeah, they're making comments like AAA rated studios, the top gaming studios, they can't make a game as good as this because they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to put love into the game. They're not allowed to actually put fun into the game. They have to push agenda.
But let's talk about how upset the CIA is without getting into it. Since you did this, they've hacked in. They've been impersonating people. They're harassing your developers. I wanted to have the main developer on with you, but this is the CIA, and I'm not just saying that, folks. That's just running this. They're upset about this.
Yeah, no joke at all. I don't really want to get into the details, but this game is under serious attack. Not a joke at all. They do not want you playing this game. They want to interrupt the flow of the operations of this game. They understand the potential of this. Okay, this is something that can go mega, mega viral. So the more people that are playing this, this is educating the next generation.
Well, because if it's successful, then everybody will duplicate it.
That's true.
Which, by the way, I'm a guy that wants to be copied and duplicated. And, I mean, we're looking to be, we don't territorialize information. We're here to inspire others to be even better.
That's right. InfoWars is, the tip of the spear.
We're a pollinator.
There's nobody that is more original than Alex Jones. Just the original. And, you know, I know you're going to play the clip of Don't Tase Me, Bro. Chase asked me earlier on the other show, like, what my exposure was to you when I first started watching you. Without watching Alex in documentaries, around 2006, Don't Tase Me, Bro never would have happened. Like, this man helped inform how I see the world. And that video game is a way to get Alex's worldview, Alex's ideas into the hands of the
people. Well, look, I'm just like you. Other people woke me up as well. So it's not about me, but it is the rock in the pond. I see things I did 25, 26, 27 years ago today bouncing back bigger than ever. I mean, when I finally met Mike Judge, who I've always loved, Beavis and Butthead, all of it, I guess about 12 years ago, and I got so busy with divorces and all that stuff, and we used to hang out like 3-4 days a week. We were really good friends. We still talk some, but I mean, he's been on the show. You know, that's why you see the Beavis and Butthead and Hank Hill quotes. The little band, that sounds like Mike Judge. You know, it's him. And I've just been reaching back out to him lately because I guess Tucker wants to talk to him. But the point is, because he moved out of Austin for a while. He still has a ranch outside town. But he said, you know, you're the reason I made King of the Hill. It's on video. I went, excuse me? He goes, yeah, I was watching you in 1995, 96 when Beavis and Butthead was ending. And I knew he was at Linkletter Studios. I'd already been over there. I'd met him once, you know, before he knew who I was, because I was in some of those movies. And this is just weird inside baseball. Waking Life, Scanner Darkly, you know, came out later with Keanu Reeves and others. But and I was a consultant on that and also in the movie, but I was their technical guy to kind of update his 1970s book for the current technology. But when I finally started hanging out with him, he was like, yeah, no, actually, he took me to his house and he actually showed me the VHS tapes. He said, no, I was trying to create a Texas thing, but I didn't have the final things. Then I thought, wait, a conspiracy theorist. So he goes, a third of Hank Hill is you and about a third of the conspiracy theorist Gribble is you and about a third is this. And he said, and then the other Access TV host, because one of them looked like the guy that's a Beavis and Butthead that goes, pa, large fry, large coffee, that guy. So it was just weird. I go, well, how much of me is Hank Hill? He goes, 40%. And again, that's when I was on Access TV, folks, literally King of the Hill, inspired by this. And it just shows how whatever we do, it's not even like they're imitating us. We inspire creativity. That's really the gift. And I only say that to explain those are ripple effects 26, 27 years ago. Imagine what we're going to do now.
That's exactly the point. We have no idea how far this game can go into the minds of the next generation, into the hands of people playing this in school. You know, they get caught by a teacher. What are you doing? Give me that cell phone. I'm playing the Alex Jones game. You know, this is what can happen, pushing forward the next generation into seeing what's really going on in the world.
Well, it's just insane, 18 years after you start your broadcast and you're at Mike Judge's house. He said, no, you inspired the show. And then he starts pulling VHS tapes out and showing me that his notes. He was showing me. And I don't know how we did that, but the point is, imagine what we're doing now and imagine what you're doing promoting the truth. And we're going to beat these people if we just don't give up.
That's right.
I want to play one of my, we'll play the Don't Taste Me Bro clip in a moment, but one of my favorite little things you guys did, this was your idea or Mint's idea. I mean, you tell me whose idea it was. It wasn't my idea. After I beat Fauci, I think it's the first level, because you go after Fauci, he's the main boss. Bill Gates is the secondary boss, or is it vice versa?
I don't know what you're talking about. We have Dr. Fuker. We have.
Oh, you're Blair. Right. They're not in the movie. It is a movie, actually. It's not just a video game. It's a movie. So, because nobody's really put all this dialogue in. That's what's different. So, not that I've seen a lot of dialogue. Sure, I'm not a video expert. I haven't played video games in a long time because I'm so busy. But here is Dr. Fuker, and then the dogs eat him. Here's the clip.
I'm here to save the beagles. Stop torturing the puppies.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting in your face. Go ahead. Come on, take your best shot. Oh, sweet. Ha ha
ha. Go get them, puppies. Ooh.
A power gauge there. Like, we knew we got him. Boom! There we go. Fauci's out. And we freed the beagles, everybody. Come on, that's funny stuff. That's funny stuff right there. Guys, let's get the thumbs up here.
Mission complete!
It's hard.
I'm here to save the beagles. Stop torturing the puppies.
Here, I'm waiting in your face. Go ahead. Go on,
stop there. And again, they want us to be depressed and downtrodden and not feel powerful. Just like shoot-em-up games are a simulation for you know what. This is a simulation for being positive and winning.
This is fun. It's about having a good time, giving a middle finger to the people that want us to, you know, be encased in a horrible death cult around the world. No, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. We're not going to let them make us feel downtrodden. We're going to have a good time and take down the New World Order.
Beautifully said, Andrew. So let's, speaking of you, here's a clip of the, let's play the whole thing. Let's just play the short clip. Play the 2-minute clip. How long ago was this that you confronted Kerry, the Skull and Bones death leader?
This is 2007, a few years after he ran for president and gave up in very strange circumstances.
So I tell you, that was big. I think this may be bigger, what you've done now. Great job, Andrew. Here it is.
I didn't do anything. Don't.
irritated. It's nobody's fault, Andrew Mayer, but you want to play your question that got you attacked. So we're going to do that right now because it's important. Here you are bringing up Skull and Bones, the wars, the tyranny, and then they attack you and they taser you. And that was like the top story for like a week. And it just really illustrated how insane all this. You guys have the clip ready? Here it is.
All right. Also, were you a member of Skull and Bones, Dawes, and Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
That's all right. Let me answer this question.
No, that's not either. Let's just punch out, give up at this point. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
I know you sent it to us. I apologize. No big deal. We got a lot going on around here. So, but I want to continue here with all of this. I mean, we're not overstating this. We're not like, oh, this is really important to the fight. It's not like InfoWars doesn't continue to dominate the enemy, all because we believe in the people. Video games is the invasion point.
That's a great point. The culture now, especially among young boys, video games are what is dominating. Video game streamers.
And you can say they're brainwashing them in that people aren't unplugging them. We've got to invade the Matrix and get them.
Yeah, the only way we're going to reach the minds of kids, they're not even watching TV, they're watching YouTube, but the number one thing, if you want to get to the next generation, it is video games. So, alexjonesgame.com, if you want to save InfoWars, you want to save the next generation, this game is a fun game that can help break the Matrix for a lot of people.
Well, I love how upset they got about it.
I like the...
Because the enemy sees the potential.
I like that the one guy from the Young Turks, John, whatever his name is, that guy was very, very upset. And he even tried to say, I'm not upset about this game. I'm not upset. I just think it's bad. Like, he was very, very, very upset. Hassan Piker had to admit he loved the game. Hassan Piker had to say, it's like this game was made for me. The game is too good. Even Hassan Piker had to say, this is so great.
By the way, do we have that clip? Yeah, go ahead and play clip four right now.
The Alex Jones game is real, and it's... Awesome. New World Order. Is that George Soros? Nazi Dragon? Like, I want to play this so bad. I kind of love it.
This game is mostly peaceful.
Woo! Oh, big deal. I'm taking you down, rapist.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
Download. God, this is so well made. What the Like, that's crazy. This is awesome. It's like they made this for me. You know what I mean? There's nothing has like so perfectly merged my interests in this way.
I mean, and we're not cherry picking here. I'm so glad. I thought it would be a really cheesy game, but still fun as a novelty. You and your talk about the developers and these great people.
The developers are A-plus developers. That, they're not fans at all of the current environment. We can't talk too much about them because you know what happens. If you're involved.
They'll be blackballed.
If you're involved with Alex Jones, you are public enemy number one. There's nobody under more attack than Alex Jones. This man is the tip of the spear. It's not a joke. And,
Well, enough about me, but the point is, yeah, it is sad that they target people. Like the stuff they claim McCarthy did, they've done 100 times what he did.
Yeah, and I've got a small taste of that in the last few weeks. Just the way they come after you in very, very nefarious ways. I don't even want to get into it, but yeah, Alex.
It's the CIA.
I bet.
Well, you saw it live time, you know.
It's what do you want to discuss?
Well, let's not give the details, yeah. But I mean, they break in while you're on your phone live and just give you. You know,
these people are into all the systems. They're able to do a lot of crazy stuff, and they don't want you to play this game. They don't want you to tell people. They don't want you to buy it for your grandkids for Christmas or your kids for Christmas. This game is.
Yeah, this isn't hype, folks. AlexJonesGame.com. Being on the ground floor, something really big. We're changing the world together. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast.
Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening. Do your Christmas shopping there. Get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, let's hear what Adolf Hitler has to say about the video game. Or Kanye West, for that matter.
At this important meeting of the Davos global elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course it'll be easy to silence Jones. We will have victory. Mein Führer. He never gives up, mein Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem, so now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs game.
everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend. You will join the Matrix.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media! Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation at InfoWar and counter allies! And then he will have more video games, and then children's toys, and freedom is so popular! Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson! He got 50 times better! We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's gotten in our face! I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do when he learns what you have done? My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all! They do not visit AlexJonesGames.com! Download New World Order Wars! That is an order from the New World Order!
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to AlexJonesGame.com and download it.
The New World Order is no more.
Again, we're not overhyping this. I can't get all the details right now, but the game is really getting major attention and some huge things are about to happen. Andrew Mayer, I want to commend you and your crew. So far, you thought this would be really big. I respected you. I knew who you were, the great work you did with the We Are Change after you were the Don't Tase Me Bro guy. But you got to be excited right now because this is really working out like you thought it would.
I mean, this is Christmas coming early, obviously. It's amazing how much people love the game. The response we're getting, people are saying Alex Jones is the greatest video game character of all time. Alex Jones always deserved a game. He is not from this reality. Mad props to whoever made this. Thank you. This is going to be an all-time classic. So people just love it.
And it's not, you're not cherry picking. It's like 99% positive.
Yeah.
Why do you think that happened? This is way more successful than I thought it would be.
I think the reason people really, really love it is because it's so authentic. It's so genuine. You're an authentic person. You're a genuine person. This is putting the lore, the story that you're always telling, the truth, into a video game that people can really sink their teeth into. And if they're playing something from a major development studio, they're pushing all kinds of agenda into it. It's not fun. It's woke. This game is pure fun.
Well, off record, I mean, we've been approached by the Warhammer people, a bunch of other stuff. Which I was never even into Warhammer. I guess they tune into what I say and they think it's from Warhammer. I don't even, you know, I know it's hugely popular.
Yeah, we've seen that comment like 100 times, maybe more. Like Alex Jones needs to be a video game voiceover professional going forward. Like people love listening to everything.
Well, not about me, but when I was a big voiceover guy. They tried to get me in a bunch of movies and then I made $1 million 1 year for a voiceover. It was national TV for an insurance company. It was at the Screen Actors Guild, and then I was attacking Obama, and they said, well, it's political, we can't use you now. And I put $1 million back into Free Speech Systems, back in this operation. But yeah, I've done that, so I
completely believe it. The way people go bananas for your voice on the game, it's what makes the game. The game is super fun, the gameplay is fun, but people love, they're playing the game, and all of a sudden it's you telling them, the lottery is rigged, or whatever great line that you bust out in the game.
My only complaint is I did record like 50 pages. I think you guys put like 20 pages in.
We have some updates planned. So
if
you want more Alex in the game, get the game, and then there may be some nice updates with some more Alex. So
well, I was thinking too, like another bonus level. We're trying to stop Biden's causing nuclear war. We got to go stop Biden and defuse a nuclear weapon.
There's some levels that we haven't dropped yet, but there's got to be a DC level one day. There's got to be a Bohemian Grove level. So let's get this first game out the box, and then we'll give you some more Christmas gifts later.
Well, soon we'll be able to make some big announcements.
Yeah, I think
there's... And I want to thank the listeners, because it's enough. You guys get all the credit for having the idea of doing it. I give you 80%. I get 10%. But at the end of the day, in the realm of the war against the globalists, it's 100% the listeners. If they wouldn't have got excited, this thing wouldn't have been pushed out there.
100% that...
And it's a microcosm of everything else cultural. People need to get excited and celebrate things that aren't globalists.
That's exactly right. We need to have a culture that is free from the Satanists that Alex was describing. We need to have a culture that is made by men of God. And if you listen to Alex, I've been listening to him all day today, and not only I've been listening for years, but today he's on fire. He's got the spirit of God. He's talking. This man has a love for God. You don't see that in the video game studios and what they put out. That's why people don't. They don't.
Well, I'm nothing special. I don't know why people wouldn't love God. God's so amazing. They actually hate God. I don't get that process.
Well, you know, a lot of people they want to be victims. Oh, I had such a bad childhood. Oh, this happened.
God's bad.
Yeah, people just
God gave you any opportunity to do anything you want. You're just like, oh, it's God's fault. No, it's your fault.
That's right. Don't be a victim. First thing I ever learned when I took the deepest spiritual classes is there's no such thing as a victim. So when I was talking to Chase earlier, they said people feel powerless is what's going on in the world. Like, how do we change things? People feel powerless. But everybody has power. And this game is putting the power in your hand. You want to take the fight to the globalists? Not only are you literally doing that in the game, but by sharing the game, you're taking the fight right.
They know metaphysically. That's why they do lesser magic. That's why the Simpsons, they tell you what they're going to do. When you do it as a game, it actually creates it.
That's right. This is not just a game. This meme warfare is real. Don't let your memes be dreams. Make the meme reality. And the first thing to do is make the meme even bigger. Alex Jones destroying the NWO right there on the screen.
Why is it the left is not very good at memeing?
I think the left isn't good at memes because you have to be connected to reality. The meme has to quickly give you an imprint of what's really going on in reality. Because
you already know it. You see it. It's already true. It didn't program you. You already knew it. It just shows you're right.
That's right. The left can't meme because they're not connected to reality. They're not connected to truth. They can't make memes that are funny because funny comes from something that's true. And they're not true. They're disconnected from reality.
Open world governments here, open pedophilia, open Satanism, and they have all these New York Times, Washington Post, all their minions. Oh, there's no world government. Sure, there's one, but it's not like they said. It's a losing battle. No matter how totalitarian they get, it's never going to work.
No, the NWO is going to fail. You're going to defeat them by playing as Alex Jones and literally defeating these demons in the video game and teaching the next generation to defeat these demons with the Alex Jones game.
I would say this is perfect for children. Because if you want to tell your kids about the New World Order, they may not be listening. Give them a game, it will.
Yeah, there's no way that a kid walks out of playing the Alex Jones game and doesn't learn, wait a minute, there's these sick people in a place called Davos, Switzerland. You know, how many kids right now could tell you that Davos, Switzerland has a globalist headquarter there? Which they do. The World Economic Forum is real. But after playing this game, they're going to learn more than world history. They're going to learn current events.
Well, it's simple. I don't let my, you know, I've got four children, but three of them are grown up and they're great. But my, you know, I got remarried. So I have a 6.5-year-old and I let her watch old TV shows. If they're not perfect, they're all better. But I thought, you know, I like Smurfs. I was kind of already grown up, but Smurfs are cute. So when my daughter asked, well, why is this going on? Why are they bad? I go, they're like Gargamel, honey. So, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, they're sneaky. They're bad. And you watch what Gargamel does in the Smurf. She watches it, you know, when she does her chores and does a good job at school. A couple days a week, I'll let her watch at night a Smurf. And it's like, you watch, though, and it seems ridiculous, but literally how Gargamel behaves is actually how the globalists behave. You just go, here's the archetype, Jungian psychology, honey. And she gets it. I go, oh, honey, that's Gargamel.
When I first got red-pilled and started understanding the way the world works, and I would try to explain it to other people, the only thing that you can use to explain things, like Alex was talking about Bram Stoker's Dracula earlier, the only thing you can use is fictional villains. Like, you see this character and how evil he is? No, that's actually real. There are people like that. And when you show them that in the video game, it clicks. They understand. Yeah, that thing is real.
And that's the devil's greatest trick, is he doesn't exist. He exists, folks.
They want to deny that, you know, for years, for decades, the Bilderberg, they don't even meet. There's no Bilderberg group meeting. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's why Drudge did such a great job. I don't know what happened to him behind the scenes or how they blackmailed him or what, but he put our reportage starting 15 years ago for like 5 years. He made the New York Times and Washington Post admit it was real. They should say 15 years ago, it doesn't exist. It's insane. Jones is in a parking lot in Virginia. Nothing's happening.
Thank God that you, Luke Rutkowski, and a few others went out there with cameras and caught these people, have them on tape going into these meetings. And, yeah, they had to deny that they're even meeting in secret and doing this.
I even stayed in some of the buildings when it closed and hid. And they would be so embarrassed when the Marines would grab me and, like, you're not going to be arrested for whatever. And I'm like, oh, really? That'll make it bigger. I mean, I got arrested and stuff, then thrown out on the road, driven around in cars, thrown on the side of the highway. And there's no camera. No one even believe it. It's, like, so real. It's like you're trying to tell people, and they couldn't even imagine it.
That's going to be your legacy. I mean, you're still fighting. You have more to do. But exposing that the New World Order even exists, that is mainstream because of Alex Jones.
But it was only the listeners, because it's important to get past me. I've been a focal point. The listeners supporting is why it happened. But speaking of that, Luke Rutkowski, I met him 20 years ago, 17-year-old kid, exposing the towers, collapsing, all of it. But all those confrontations he did, you were heavily involved with him, hundreds and hundreds of them. Henry Kissinger like 5 times or something. I'm glad to see a resurgence of all those videos.
Yeah, I can't take any credit for Luke's bravery and Luke confronting Jacob Rothschild on camera, anything like that. But definitely in 2016, We Are Change as an operation absolutely helped affect the election. And Donald Trump was a game changer. And if humanity is good, we return to God, we can get Donald Trump again. We can get another good king in office once again.
But talk about being that working with Luke. I mean, Luke's amazing. And I don't know, I'm not knocking him, but he doesn't really do the confrontations anymore. He did like 500 of them or something.
Luke went up to everybody. Luke went to Silverstein, asked him
about. But it's the finding them.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, Alex Jones confronted Hillary or Alex Jones confronted David Gergen. Yeah, but that's really hard to do. How the hell did he do that?
Luke is a special character. That's all I can say about that.
I guess a lot of stakeouts.
Luke has his sources. Luke has his intelligence. You know, I don't know when the last time he was in here, but I'd love to see Luke come back and sit right next to you. That's a epic, historic interview that I want to see.
Yeah, I was on his show 6 months ago or so, but we need to get Luke back on. But just what was it like in We Are Change in the 2016 election? So they did some major game changers.
We had major players in that newsroom. Like Cassandra Fairbanks was a writer there, and when the whole spirit cooking information came out of the WikiLeaks drops, I said, Cassandra, you have to cover this story. And when she covered spirit cooking, it got picked up by Hannity, and then Drudge picked up that link, made it the top story on Drudge, and people started realizing, wait a minute, this Satanist stuff is real. It's Hillary's campaign manager doing a Satanist ritual. And that stuff flipped a lot of people into understanding, oh, this is real. They're doing Satanism.
And that's why they created a spinoff of Pizzagate to distract us off of that. Pizzagate was real, but they diverted us to a thing that wasn't it.
Yeah, all of the emails, Obama ordering 50,000 hot dogs or whatever, these weird codes that were in the email, people say pedophile codes that's documented by the FBI. But then, oh, no, don't focus on any of that. Don't focus on the WikiLeaks. It's all about this pizza parlor in Washington, D.C., which is a honeypot to divert people from what was really in the WikiLeaks.
But now the New York Times, major women's magazines, they are literally coming out saying, we have abortion clinics that are satanic temples, come murder your baby here, and then eat your baby.
Yeah, and Alex Newman, I watched him yesterday on your show. He does a lot of just documenting right here. People in even a
school. But just imagine, I mean, I'm up here saying major women's magazines. And I had the blank earlier today, and you guys told me in my ear. What's the most famous women's magazine? Cosmo is like, yeah, we have satanic temples. They have licenses. Come kill your baby. It's empowering.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't make this. I mean, it's like I'm reading it. I'm like, but they do it.
And I think people will understand at a deep level, you know, if you're 13 and 14 and you're playing the Alex Jones game, when you get exposed to the fact that these Satanists are real, it's not going to be as much of a shock. You're like, oh, that's right.
No, you're right. InfoWars really is an inoculation against it.
That's right. When I first discovered, like, how evil this stuff is, you don't want to believe it. like, I grew up in an America where America is good, America's wholesome, we do good in the world, and then you find out that there's these sick satanic people running things. It's a shock, and a lot of people will reject it. They don't want to believe the truth.
And it's because we're overall good. We're not perfect. We don't want to be evil. It's hard to believe that, but it's there, and they use that against us. We have to admit it.
Yeah. When people realize that, okay, there's evil in the world, they're really, really, really evil, and then they have the courage to stand against it, we can do great things in this world. But it starts with, you have to acknowledge, there are very, very evil people, and you can't be naive. You would never do something that these people would do. Maybe your family wouldn't do it, but there are sick, evil people, and they are doing these things.
Yeah, like, we never think, let's go kidnap a kid and torture him to death. It doesn't sound real. You're like, what? But look at history. We know it's real.
Yeah, there's many, many examples of Jimmy Savile and others doing sick things.
Oh, King Charles is so evil.
But, you know, you can fight back. You can fight back.
The next video game, we need him in there.
King Charles. I don't know. There might be a king character. There might be some king in the next video game that,
he wants to cut all the resources off. He's like destroying the farms and he's attacking pipelines and you kind of beat him each level and he flies away, but you finally get him at the end.
I think that sounds like a good idea. Alex, if you want to see that, alexjonesgame.com, buy the original, buy the first right-wing video game ever.
We need William Shatner and going, we're all going to die.
William Shatner, he lost his mind on whatever trip.
No, I like William Shatner. I think he's a great actor. I've been a big fan. I went and saw him repeatedly. I saw him the first time like 30 years ago in Dallas and I saw him in, like 12 years ago in Austin. I mean, the guy's literally following their orders now.
Yeah, it's crazy to listen to him talk, and he's so fanatical about how bad things are going to be.
We'll just do whatever King Charles says.
We're
all going to die.
That's the whole entertainment industry. That's the movies, the musicians, the video games. We have to start building the counterculture, or your kids are going to get indoctrinated with whatever they put out.
But did they not screw the pooch with COVID? That's really backfired on them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did not appreciate being told they have to wear something that suffocates their breathing, especially the kids in school. You think they enjoyed being in a mask for 8 hours a day or whatever?
I never knew that I was claustrophobic, but I can't wear a mask.
It
makes me very violent. I'm not trying to be tough. Like, I want to kill people when I had a mask on.
I don't blame you. When I would go into, for example, a plane, because I have to get across the country, and they're saying, we're going to kick you off this plane right now if you don't keep your mask.
And they get you, pull it down, they come and yell at you.
Yeah, I still couldn't do it. They banned me from Delta. I was not allowed to fly Delta because I'm taking this thing off. I couldn't do it. It's just too suffocating and it's too evil. But, you know, the backlash to that is great. A great silver lining. People are sick and fed up with the system and they're ready for a change. So, you know, alexjonesgame.com, returning to God. These are the things that are going to bring America back. So, It's a great blessing to be here and to be talking about this right now.
Well, all I can say is Tucker Carlson interview is going to drop in about 4 hours or whatever. It's 2 o'clock. Yeah. So that's 7 o'clock central and, very, very exciting.
I hope that, you know, 10 million Tucker Carlson viewers or 100 million, however many, Twitter says it is, they watch that and then they go to Infowars.com. And then they go to alexjonesgame.com and they start.
Yeah, if somebody clicks on it, it counts as a view, but the best estimates are when you see 300 million, it's 150 million. It's still way bigger than Fox. So imagine how Fox is feeling right now. Remember, they were never going to interview Trump again. Now he's suddenly back on Fox.
It's funny. Fox News thinks that they can just bottle everything up, that they're, the next generation is not even going to watch Fox News. They're going to be watching Alex Jones. They're going to be watching, the social media networks. Fox News is going the way of the dinosaur. So, Their bottleneck on humanity on the right wing is going away.
But they had Trump banned for 3 years. Now he's back on there, which shows they know that. They said, we're never having him back on. He's done. Funny, didn't make Trump go away, did it? And they were so dumb to indict Trump again. I mean, that backfired.
That mugshot of Trump is one of the most iconic photos in human history, and it made people love him. It made people that were never going to vote for Donald Trump suddenly realize, this man is a real man like me. He's a man of the people.
Well, you're being told you can't have this. And they admit even the Washington Post, We're surprised our analysts, it made him more popular. I told them that would do that.
These people are more arrogant and more clueless than ever. The current slate of globalists, like Kamala Harris, you think that she could design policy?
Yeah, say what you want about Henry Kissinger or David Rockefeller. They were competent. These new people don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, the new generation of globalists is pretty dense. So that's good for us. We can overtake these people. You know, the fact that they can't even make a good movie, they can't make a good video game, they need that propaganda to keep people tuned into what they're doing. Now that nobody's playing their woke video games or watching their woke films, they're opening a whole lane for new entertainment.
Yeah, they destroyed the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah, they made Star Wars unwatchable in many respects. So, okay, people are looking for something new, something that a story that does touch them. All right, great. We're going to give them stories like that.
Why are they so threatened by anything successful? They have to ruin it. Because they could actually rule stuff if they wouldn't have done this, but they don't want to just run it. They want to ruin it. I don't understand that.
They want to make this, if you ever watched the film Cloud Atlas, they want to make this the futuristic society where people are pure slaves. They don't just want to make us serfs. They want to make us slaves after that.
They want rebellion impossible.
They want to take away hope from humanity, joy from humanity, and the only way they can do that, they have to start making everything foul. So, oh, Ghostbusters? That's not a fun movie with Bill Murray. That's a feminist film.
Such a great movie.
That's not enjoyable.
And the new one's unwatchable.
Well, they finally did make a decent one again, but the one they made with those it was so feminist and woke, nobody watched it and made people sick.
They're projecting their sickness on us. So all we have to do is reject it, but also support the new media.
That's right. Because people, at the end of the day, you need some entertainment. You need escape from reality. You need to detach and enjoy something. And that entertainment needs to be still connected to reality, connected to God. If you have something that's completely disconnected from God and reality, you know, if you're watching The Real Housewives when you get home, that's not real. That's some sick stuff that a sick Hollywood producer is putting out there. You need something
real. Have you seen the new Napoleon movie?
I'm not going to watch it. The new Napoleon movie looks terrible. Looks absolutely terrible.
Well, the cinematography is good. They focus too much on the love affair, but it's historically overall accurate. But that's not a perfect movie, but compared to the stuff they've been putting out, the cinematography is pretty powerful.
Yeah. Movies and Ridley Scott, like he did Gladiator. Stuff like that is so powerful. Even if it's not a perfect film, you're still going to be drawn to it, want to watch it. When we can put out good-looking media, stuff like the Alex Jones game, I'll pump it 1,000 times. It is a masterpiece. When we can put out media like that, it's powerful, and we can take back the culture from the globalists.
All right, Andrew Mayer, thank you and your production crew coming here. They didn't come on the show. Great job at alexjonesgame.com, and big announcement soon.
That's right.
What do you think, a couple weeks?
I think in a couple weeks we're going to have some big news for the people.
Which is going to make the left really happy.
Yeah, they're going to be losing their minds.
They're going to be doing cartwheels.
But get in early. Be one of the people that got there first.
When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beach is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products, and fund the InfoWar. Thank you. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can,
at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it's 7 p.m. Central tonight. My interview with Tucker Carlson is going to drop. Appreciate Tucker's courage. A lot of new people tuning in. And Drew Hernandez, a really informed talk show host and activist and an amazing researcher and journalist, takes over right now. And then we've got the War Room with a guest host today. But Owen Schroyer reportedly gets out of jail a few weeks early. So they put him in solitary confinement, but now they're letting him out about 2 weeks early. We're going to be picking him up tomorrow in Louisiana and bringing him back to Austin. But right now, the great Drew Hernandez takes over. Drew, what do you got?
Alex Jones, good to see you. Welcome to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, it really is increasing, especially after this ridiculous clown show of a so-called debate last night of the GOP primary. And I got to give credit to where credit is due. Vivek Ramaswamy coming out and saying what you're not allowed to say. I can't quite, you know, speak for the man's intentions, but what I can say is that some of the rhetoric that's coming out is absolutely necessary. January 6th being an inside job, talking about the absolute rigging of the elections in 2020. That's my opinion. And I think a lot of people in the United States of America have woken up to that reality. That's a huge red pill. I mean, the biggest red pill where the deep state absolutely failed was they come out, they launch the bioweapon out of Wuhan, they take Trump out, then they install a puppet, and they tell people you're not allowed to look into an election just 4 years later when they were questioning the elections. When they tell the American people you are not allowed to question the government, you're not allowed to question the so-called elections in the United States of America, that is a huge, I would use the word red flag, but that is a huge red pill. Just that alone right there. When you have a government that is coming out and telling the population that we are a so-called democracy, and even get some of these cucked out right wingers that are saying, well, we are a constitutional republic. And you get these neocons like Nikki Haley. Did you see her last night? What a total shill, dude. Nikki Haley absolutely exposed, just out in the open. You know, Vivek didn't even have to do what he did last night. Just straight up, Nikki Haley doesn't even know what to say. Doesn't even know what to say. Just openly admits that she would be willing to take money from anybody that supports us. Yeah, including who? Yeah, what? BlackRock? Including Klaus Schwab? George and Alex Soros? What, Lucifer himself? If Satan came to Nikki Haley's house and knocked on the door and said, here's some money, Nikki. We're here to support you. We'll take money from anyone who supports us. Gosh, are we really returning back to this? Are we really returning back to this neocon establishment bought and paid for government puppet shills that literally take money from anybody? You know, this is interesting when you really think about it. This is how arrogant the New World Order has become. This is how arrogant, obviously, you know, Lucifer, the embodiment of pride, that's what got him cast out of, you know, heaven for his violation against God, wanting to be God, to ascend above God, the throne of God, the heavens. It's interesting that they are just out in the open. And I really want to zero in on this. Today's broadcast during the fourth hour is this Luciferian death cult that you're seeing, because like, you know, Alex Jones and InfoWars has been exposing for decades. Everyone called a conspiracy theorist. Everyone saying that this isn't even real. Everyone saying that, well, if you believe in that, you believe in a bunch of lies and nonsense and you don't believe in reality. What I find interesting is the deep state and the New World Order and this cabal in their arrogance, they don't even feel the need to sweep anything under the rug anymore. That's a level of deception that I'm going to talk about when we return from the break, that's a level of deception that I believe has increased. I think we've moved to a next level of deception in our world, in our civilization here in mankind, where Satan, where the Bible does indicate and openly exposes, he masquerades as an angel of light. He appears to be something good, when in reality it is 100% Satan. But now they're taking it to the next level where they don't even have to try to masquerade as anything. They're just out in the open, out in the open. Nikki Haley admitting she's willing to take money from anybody that supports us. You know what? Including Satan? We'll be right back.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours.
What more evidence do you need? When you have one of the most popular female teenage magazines in America openly promoting satanic rituals, when combined with human child sacrifice. Now, I know this has been a story that's been floating around for the past couple weeks, but I mean, people really need to pay attention to this. I mean, there's a reason why you are seeing the rise in Luciferianism, the rise in the worship of the images of Baphomet. That's what the entire transhuman agenda literally is. Doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. I don't care if there's someone that claims to be on the right because they're fiscally conservative, or someone that claims to be on the left because they're a little more liberal with their financial spendings and they love gays and AIDS and HIV and all this nonsense. At the end of that tunnel, at the end of that rabbit hole, what is really the source of the transhuman agenda? What is really the source? Now, there's a reason why the depictions of Satan through Baphomet are what? Are what? Part beast and transhuman. Part female, part male. And they mix it with bestiality because that is the absolute perversion of God's creation. That is the absolute perversion of God's creation, an abomination. Take beast and fuse it with male, human male. Take beast and fuse it with human female, and then fuse it together with fallen angel and entity, all these creations, and just grab them all together and throw them in a pot and mix them together. And what do you get? That is what Lucifer attempts to do. And that's why you see these depictions of Baphomet and these worships of satanic Luciferian occult imagery across the entire, not just the United States. I mean, listen, guys, we have seen in just the past 2 years alone of Luciferian, Baphomet, satanic cult, the so-called Church of Satan, altars being put up in state capitals across the United States of America. Alongside, like I said, Cosmopolitan, attempting to reach preteen girls, young girls, minor girls, that propaganda, literally teaching them to recite seances, saying, look in the mirror, and when you take the drugs, tell yourself, this is my will. My will be done. This is about me. This is literally what they tell them. And then when you feel comfortable, you say, it is done. It is finished. Literally taking words of Christ, words of God, and inverting them, because that's what Lucifer does. Takes the Bible, perverts it, twists it, inverts it, takes it out of context, uses. I mean, Satan is not original. Like, Satan is, I would say, the biggest grifter of them all. Lucifer grifts off of God. Lucifer grift off of Jesus. Like Lucifer, he imitates everything that God does. It's a counterfeit. It's evil. But you want to talk about absolute pathetic. Lucifer is the absolute 100% all time most inauthentic piece of garbage of all time. I mean, really think about that, you know? That's why when you see the pride in the LGBTQ community, what do? They steal everything from God. They're not original. They steal the rainbow. They got to steal everything in pop culture and, you know, sodomize it. They just take sodomy and sodomify it. I don't know, man. That's what they do. They got to steal everything. The Luciferians, they come in and they steal everything. They got to steal everything good about American culture that we love and patriotism. And then they got to invert it and pervert it and make it disgusting and absolute perverse. Because that's what Lucifer does. It's an absolute counterfeit. So when you see it that way, Satan is the ultimate grifter. I guess you could even say just absolute cringe, inauthentic copycat. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, but like I said, the origins of all of it are satanic. And you see this all over our culture. It's because God is ultimate. God is infinite and God is the Alpha and the Omega. We're talking about Jesus Christ. So I find it interesting now that we've moved into these levels of deception. We've gone from the New World Order and the Antichrist systems, whether in the culture, whether in government, whether in politics, whether in education, whether in the scientific community, or whether even in the space community, the intelligence community. We've gone from this level of call everything a conspiracy, call everything a lie, call everything not real, for lack of a better term. We've gone from that level and now we are moving to these levels and we've seen civilization go through this. We have seen civilization when they become totally depraved and reprobate. That's biblical. That is God's wrath. When God gives over a civilization or an individual to a reprobate mind, that is not a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we are experiencing in the United States, particularly, and I would say worldwide as well. But what we've seen civilizations experience in the past is we see a rise in Luciferianism. We see a rise in the occult out in the open, as if we're celebrating a birthday, as if, it's part of the culture where it's just simply out in the open, business as usual. Or as if we're, celebrating a Super Bowl win, or as if we're celebrating, you know, your favorite NBA team winning, or you name it, something that we could consider normie in our culture that when you see it, it's like just another day. And I think we've seen this, and actually I know we've seen this in civilizations in human history. And now where we are in American culture, in the timeline, in God's timeline for humanity, We find ourselves quickly approaching, and I believe we are here. I think we are approaching and we are here. I think that's why you are seeing Cosmopolitan put this out. I think that's why you are seeing these sodomites like Sam Smith with their occult, satanic, Luciferian openly, rituals of worship at their concerts, Lil Nas X. I mean, the list goes on. I think, something red, that degenerate black rapper. I don't know what her name is. Just openly on Instagram Live last week said, yeah, I sold my soul. I sold my soul. They got me. She literally said, they got me. I'm making too much money. I can't stop. That disgusting black girl with the red hair. What's her name, guys? I don't remember. The one that went viral for the song where she's like, my booty hole black. This is totally, sexually degenerate, reaching children and little kids. Even she came out last week, and this is huge. These are people that have massive influence. But like I said, nothing new under the sun. I think every single generation has a dose of Luciferianism and Satanism. I mean, you saw this in the 80s, heavily in the rock scene, heavily. Bands like Van Halen and AC/DC, Guns N' Roses. You see all this, pentagram, satanic imagery, Ozzy Osbourne, you name it, right? And then it shifts over to the early 90s, where Satanism is a little more, subliminal and conspiratorial. And then Sexy Red, there it is, there it is, Sexy Red. Yeah, she openly admitted she sold her soul, straight up, openly admitted on Instagram Live in front of millions of young people, just confirming the reality of that. But like I said, and then you move into the early 2000s and the massive impact. I mean, Alex Jones has been at this for decades, but you see InfoWars and Alex Jones is really making a massive impact in the culture. I would say around, you know, mid 90s, late 2000s. That's when they really went out, because when you really start becoming super effective, doing some serious damage, that's when they come and attempt to destroy you. But the point is this, is you see these machines like InfoWars, God using people like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and the crew at InfoWars and Band.Video amplifying the existence of Satan and Luciferianism. That's when the CIA comes back in and says, okay, we'll make it, let's try to bury that and keep it more conspiratorial. Let's make it subliminal. All of the rappers, and then they invade hip hop. Get all the rappers out there, early 2000s, late 2000s, get them all making subliminal messaging, lacing it in their music, threading it in their music. But with the acceptance, because we are a depraved society, I think now we are just seeing it out in the damn open. We are watching it out in the open. They don't need these psyops anymore. They don't need to accuse people of being conspiracy theorists anymore. That is why you are seeing the normalization of Luciferianism and Satanism, even with after school Satan clubs, guys. Oh, it's going to be fun. We'll be right back.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing.
It's our new faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All the answers can be found in God's Word. All the answers can be found in the eternal, perfect, timeless Word of God. People need to understand that. All this Luciferianism and rise of Satanism in our culture, in education spaces, institutions, like I said, education, scientific community, even in the world of media and sports, you name it, the music industry, Hollywood, obviously, which is why Hollywood has fallen and continues to fall, because God will not allow that to continue to go on. But there is so much evidence around the world, not just the United States of America, where you are watching this allegiance to Satan, which, by the way, is biblical. I mean, we will see that in the end times. We will see a, like the Bible says, the Holy Spirit explicitly says that in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, who's in charge? Who's the commander in chief of the legions of demons? That's Lucifer himself. So people will be consciously betraying the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be consciously making a decision to, like the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, they will suppress the truth and accept the lie. They've dealt with the truth. They've heard the truth. They've dealt with the eternal, heavenly, authentic, absolute reality that breaches the matrix and the simulation that we are all in. But even then, they will suppress it and accept the lie. They will accept the Luciferianism. They will accept the doctrines of demons. They will accept the ideologies for the mind and the conscience and the spirit that is pledging allegiance to Lucifer himself. And even in the final, the great 7-year tribulation, it is ultimate Satanism out in the open, total deception. And people think it's good. People think it's attractive. People think that it's something that they should be a part of. As the Antichrist himself is going to be an absolute rock star on planet Earth. He's going to be supernaturally empowered and equipped with levels of deception that the world has never seen before. But I think that's an indication of exactly where we're going, because now it's just right out in the open and people are accepting it and people are embracing it. They're embracing it. I mean, obviously the left has lost its mind, but don't fall for this two-party psyop in the United States of America where it's like, only the Democrats, only the Democrats are bad and Republicans are the good guys. Well, damn, I really hope some normies watched that damn debate last night and concluded very quickly that just because they got an R next to their name, they are not on your side. Nikki Haley, I just can't get over this, man. Nikki Haley absolutely just exposed in front of the entire world. Exposed in front of the entire world, openly admitting she's willing to take money from anybody on planet Earth for political purposes and escalation of her own campaign and authority and power. Doesn't even try and dodge effectively the question that, yes, she openly called for big tech to tie even anonymous social media accounts with personal information. Wow. Wow. Nikki Haley. Wow. On day one. Whoa. On day one. This tyrannical, authoritarian, antichrist spirit is in fallen mankind. Don't let politics or political parties limit your mind when it comes to the reality of what's really going on. Don't let political parties limit your mind, because a lot of people, they think that way. A lot of people think just because they're Republicans and they got an R next to their name that they're somehow the good guys. And you got both sides. I mean, Alex Jones has been exposing this for decades. Bohemian Grove, you got both of them. You got well-known Republicans, well-known Democrats. All of these people come together and worship Baphomet and worship Lucifer and hate humanity, hate children. Even last night, Chris Christie, that was insane, guys. I could not believe that we had a, you know, hey, you know who is the real shout out? Shout out to Chris Christie's podium last night. Whoa, shout out to Chris Christie's podium last night, because that damn thing, that damn thing held up that 480-pound fat guy the whole night. Shout out to Chris Christie's podium last night, because that podium showed the most strength last night. You know, Vivek was up there. It's Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie's podium last night. Two strongest figures on that stage last night, but I just could not believe that this fat guy, this fat donut king, literally is like 400-pound dude, lecturing you and I about who is fit. I'm like literally lecturing you and I who is fit to be the president of the United States. Dude, this 400-pound guy cannot even fit into his pants every single morning. Dude, this 400-pound fat guy probably can't even fit into his shoes every single morning. Give me a break. Let alone his shirt and his blazer. Who knows, man? You know, who knows how many blazers Chris Christie has gone through, like ripping them. Fat guy in a little coat. I just picture Chris Christie every single morning, like Chris Farley, fat guy in a little coat, just ripping every single one of his blazers. Oh man, they must be frustrated with that guy. Could you believe that? Could you believe that guy? This 400-pound fat guy, the Donut King, lecturing me about who's fit to be, literally using the words, who's fit to be the president of the United States of America. Yeah, Chris Christie's definitely healthy. He's gonna get us to the end of the finish line and beyond. Yeah, Chris Christie has, this dude literally doesn't even have the stamina to sit up there and debate Vivek Ramaswamy, dude. Like I thought Chris Christie was gonna like waddle over. He was like, I'm not done talking, trying to be all super cringe. I think he's gonna like waddle over like a baby Godzilla and swallow Vivek. Literally waddle over like baby Godzilla and swallow Vivek whole. Maybe that's the strat, guys. Maybe that's the Chris Christie strategy for his debates. All right, let's not feed him for at least 24 hours. Put him on the stage. And he'll be all hangry and pissed off, and maybe he'll perform better. I don't know. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? It's just could not believe that last night. I could not believe that, dude. Especially when they're talking about, you know, well, Trump is not mentally fit. He's not physically fit to be president because he's reaching his 80s. Oh yeah. And Chris Christie is? Give me a damn break. Absolutely unreal. But if you need some serious evidence, and I've been telling people this for months, right before we got into the primaries, when all the Republican candidates started popping out announcing they're going to run against Trump, I told you guys pay very close attention to who takes the deep state narrative of the weaponized indictments in DOJ against Trump. Pay very close attention to who takes that and uses it against Trump. And who was the number one person doing that last night? Chris Christie is a huge, fat deep state plant. Huge fat deep state plan. And I wish Vivek would have gone a little harder last night. He's like, just shut up and go enjoy a nice meal. I wish he would have told him, just shut your fat mouth and go eat like 500 Big Macs and calm down, you hangry fat monster. You're not going to lecture us. I wish Vivek would have said that. I think Vivek could be a little more based. But we'll see. He's one of those guys that I'm just kind of like, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see how Vivek stands against the deep state weaponized DOJ and FBI and CIA and then see where he stands. We'll be right back.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic.
You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. What would you do if there was a tyrannical, totalitarian world government taking over whose plan was to kill 90% of the world population, and they were already beginning to do it? You would rally against it, you would fight it. And that's what we're doing. This is the reality of 2023. That's why I want to thank listeners and viewers for your last year's support, and want to encourage you now more than ever to spread the word about the broadcast, to pray for the broadcast, to take clips and share it from the broadcast, and to buy products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the signed or unsigned copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Renaissance. Twice as long as my last book, incredibly powerful, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have X2 finally back in stock after over a year, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock, and a bunch of other great products as well. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Fund the InfoWar and get great products all at the same time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Seven p.m. Central Time, December 7th, 2023. Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Breach the Matrix and Break the Internet, tonight on X. I encourage every single one of you guys to watch that tonight. I am extremely excited to watch this, because it's about damn time that Tucker brought Alex Jones on. And I think, you know, everything has to be done in its time. Everything has to be done in its time. Right timing has to be flawless. And I think tonight the internet's going to break. I think tonight the internet's going to shatter. And Alex said 7 p.m. Central. So make sure to watch that tonight, guys. It'll be on X, on Tucker Carlson's X account. It's going to be absolutely massive. And, you know, Elon Musk retweet the Alex Jones interview with Tucker Carlson on X? Will Elon Musk retweet it? That is the question. You know what? I encourage all the InfoWarriors worldwide. InfoWarriors, here's the call. I'm putting out the call. InfoWarriors worldwide tonight. When you retweet that interview, you make sure that you tag Elon Musk in it and say, reinstate Alex Jones now. Hashtag reinstate Alex Jones now. Don't put hashtag AJ now. No, put the man's name. Hashtag Alex Jones. Reinstate hashtag Alex Jones now. Tag Elon Musk in it. That's what we need to do tonight, guys. That's what we need to do. If Elon is truly free speech, then put Alex Jones back on X yesterday. Yesterday. This should have been happening a long time ago. And you guys know how I feel about that. Yes, yes. Tonight, 7 p.m. Central, Alex Jones will be on Tucker Carlson. And it is going to shatter the internet. I encourage every single one of you guys. I will be streaming it. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Go to my Twitter, @DrewHLive. The link in the bio, you guys can find that. I'm going to react to it live tonight. I want to just share this everywhere I can, everywhere I possibly can. And I think tonight is the night, guys. Tonight is the night. Because what you're going to see out of this is, and this is what I've always, you know, and I know Joe Rogan has alluded to this, bringing Alex on to the Joe Rogan Experience based off of comments made on the show, that people need to see. Like, they need to see Alex. They need to hear from him. They need to interact with how the man truly is, especially when it comes to some massive issues that have been weaponized against Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Band.video. And now that Twitter seems to be a little more open, I think it's absolutely genius that that is the angle that Tucker and Alex took, because a lot of people that view Alex Jones as Darth Vader, that view Alex Jones as Lucifer himself, they start to listen, they start to see a different side, and they start to actually wake up to the reality that they've been lied to and they've been psyoped, not only by American media, but by globalist media worldwide. So stay tuned for that. Pray for that, actually. Pray for that tonight, guys. Pray for that, for God to put that out there and really utilize it to red pill, God pill, Christ pill, pull people out of the matrix, because that's what needs to happen. But like I said, I think the InfoWarriors worldwide need to call on Elon Musk not only to retweet the interview tonight, but to reinstate Alex Jones and officially reinstate Owen Schroyer and anyone else that's been banned off of Twitter. Elon's got to do it. Elon's got to do it. If he is a free speech absolutist, according to his own words, he claims to be a free speech absolutist, and he could stand on that stage and tell the advertisers to F off, I'm not going to be blackmailed, then bring back those who are still banned. Bring them back. You have no fear, Elon? Then go and do it, buddy. Then go and do it. So just wanted to put that call to action out there, guys. Everyone should be doing this tonight. Clip it up. All kinds of clips from the interview. I will be actively retweeting. Guys, you guys can DM me, tag me in it. We are going to flood. We're going to break the internet tonight. We are going to break the internet tonight. And I'm excited for that. But going back to the Donut King, you know, Chris Christie is not going to be the president of anything other than the Donut Kingdom. That's it. That's it. You know, Chris Christie, he could just start like a, you know, like a Krispy Kreme, you know, like a donut chain business. You know what I'm saying? He could call it the Donut Kingdom. And he could be the CEO and the president of the Donut Kingdom. And he'll be happy. He could live happily ever after with all of his donuts. You know, I'm pretty sure that guy loves having, you know, little, he probably has sex with donuts too. You know, he could have his little life with his donuts. He could be the president of the Donut Kingdom, and he could leave us the hell alone. He could leave us the hell alone. But on a serious note, speaking of Luciferianism and speaking of Satanism, did you guys notice last night? Did you guys notice how Chris Christie and Nikki Haley will not, and this is what I appreciate about Ron DeSantis. This is what I appreciate about Ron DeSantis when he takes a very aggressive stance against this LGBTQ, homosexual, transhuman agenda that is obviously targeting children. Did you guys notice last night, if you did watch it, Chris Christie and Nikki Haley together refused to answer the question as to whether they would bar parents from hacking the genitals of their own children. They refused to answer the question. Well, you know, the typical neocon answer you get from Christie and Nikki Haley. Well, you know, the conservative movement, we are always anti-big government and we want small government. So I don't want the government telling me what I can or cannot do with my kids. Wrong answer, dude. Wrong answer. Law and order must be upheld. You do not have the right to abuse your children. Parents do not have the right to abuse their children. You do not have the right to saw the penis off of your son. You do not have the right to hack your baby girl's breasts off before she has the conscious chance to choose when she goes through adolescence and becomes an adult. And even at that, I disagree with that. I think the whole transhuman agenda, which is all just homosexuality when you really peel back the layers, hacking the genitals of human beings, is satanic, it's Luciferian, and it should be banned not only out of children's community spaces, but it should be banned out of humanity entirely. Entirely. Yeah, that's where I stand, dude. That's where I stand. But Chris Christie will not even say no. Parents should not be hacking the genitals of their children. Chris Christie can't say that. Nikki Haley can't say that. Ron DeSantis was able to say it last night, and Vivek Ramaswamy seemed to be agreeing and concurring with Ron DeSantis on that point as well. You see, but that is the Luciferianism, guys. That's it. That's the transhumanism right there. And that's not coming from the left. It's coming from the so-called right, the right-wing sect of the Uniparty, from the fat donut king of the donut kingdom, Chris Christie, 500-pound slob. Chris Christie is a slob, dude. I gotta start saying that more. That guy is just a slob. He's a slob. That dude probably doesn't even wipe his own mouth. That dude, that guy's like Jabba the Hutt, dude. He's just like Jabba the Hutt in real life. He just like, he slithers up there to the debate stage. The podium's like bending over. They have to make a new podium. That they got to throw that thing away after, you know, Jabba the Hutt's done with it. But I'm being for real, man. They're pushing the Luciferianism, and it's coming from both sides. It's coming from all sides, and it has to be resisted. You want to talk about rebelling against the New World Order? You want to talk about rebelling against Luciferianism? Take a stance against the depopulation agenda of homosexuality. Take a stance against the depopulation agenda of this so-called transhumanism. Take a stance against this agenda, not just with kids, adults as well. Adults as well. Why? Because it's depopulation. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's exactly what's being done to our civilization. We'll be right back.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, and so you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. When I say this, I mean it from the very bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you to all the viewers and listeners for supporting the broadcast over the years. We together have changed the world at an incredible level. And I want to salute the crew as well and all of our sponsors and supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, the fight has really been joined with the globalist. And as we go into 2024, the most important election in world history, it is now more important than ever to get around the censors and override the globalists. So keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Keep sharing the articles and videos. Keep praying for the broadcast and our reporters and the crew. And shop at InfoWarsStore.com, where for Christmas, we have the biggest sales of the year. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, up to 60% off on products like Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, Turbo Force is back in stock, X2 is back in stock, Vaso Beats is back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's all there. My new book, The Great Awakening, do your Christmas shopping there, get great products and fund the InfoWar. Thank you.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
With the rise of the occult in American politics and American culture, embracing Luciferianism and murder known as abortion, healthcare, and a woman's right to choose, we all know just exactly what that is. It's child human sacrifice, and they're pushing it on little girls. They're pushing it on young boys to not be responsible. And they're pushing on an American culture because they want to win the youth. And like I said, this is nothing new. This is like happened in human history many times. Different civilizations that are open to the occult are open to interfacing with entities that they claim are alien, or they claim are coming from the stars, or they claim are, they are multidimensional, or they claim that they're non-human, which is accurate. And we've seen this with multiple civilizations. We've seen this the past 100 years, past 500 years. We've seen many cultures and civilizations go through this, I guess we could say, phase where they suppress the truth about God. They suppress the truth about Christ. And they embrace entities interfacing with them. They present themselves like they're technologically advanced. I think that's why you've seen civilizations, especially during the days of Jesus and his ministry, you saw a lot of what? You saw a lot of the occult. You saw a lot of magicians and those that practiced black magic, or those that practiced witchcraft. Even this goes back into the Old Testament. This gets recycled. This gets recycled through the timeline. This gets recycled through civilizations and decades and generations. And you see this over and over and over again. And I think the attraction for humanity, is that this supernatural aspect of demonic entities, this supernatural aspect that comes off, which it is, advanced, that goes beyond everything we know about the laws of physics, everything that we know about the laws of gravity or aerodynamics. It appears to be miraculous. I think there's an attraction there. There's a fatal attraction there. And that's the same fatal attraction that Eve fell for in the garden. This goes way back to the origins and the genesis of humanity. All you got to do is go take that fruit. You got to eat it and you're going to gain some serious knowledge and you will advance intellectually because there's something God is trying to keep away from you and you can advance. This is what you got to do it. And this is what you will receive in return. And that gets recycled. I mean, you see the strategies of Satan. You see the themes that he uses. You see the levels of deception. They do change. They do get more advanced. They get more, I would say, extremely tailor-made for individuals and civilizations because it's got to fit for the culture. It's got to make sense for the culture. And I mean, really think about it, where American culture has been brought to the point where child human sacrifice is considered healthcare. That's pretty damn advanced. If you ask me, that's pretty damn advanced. Human child sacrifice considered healthcare. But like I said, as we go through the timeline, as we continue through civilization, you've seen this and you can just take a look at the Bible itself and you see Jesus dealing with the occult. You see the apostles dealing with the occult. You see them dealing with magicians. You see them dealing with those that practice black magic and that are interfacing with supernatural entities that are not holy angels, that are not the Holy Spirit, that are obviously not God. And it gives them supernatural ability. They even monetize it. You see this in the New Testament. They monetize their idolatry and they monetize their ability to make a living based off of having supernatural abilities to interface with beings that are invisible. I mean, this happens to this day with psychics and this happens to this day with mediums. That's why the Bible forbids it, condemns it, says stay away from it for obvious reasons, because that's a level of the conscience that I believe is reserved only to interface with the Holy Spirit. There's a supernatural ability that God has engineered. We are made in God's image. It gets fully unlocked when you're born again and you have the ability. You can interface with the Holy Spirit. You're regenerated. You're born again. The scales are taken off. You read the Bible. You can understand it. You have the discernment of God. You're interfacing with God himself. You're interfacing with the Spirit. He gives you the clarity, the understanding. There's spiritual gifts as well that are given to the church. That's interfacing with God. That's a supernatural dynamic taking place right there with your conscience, with your spirit, with your soul. Now, the same thing happens in the demonic. That's why God says to stay away from it. You are not to interface with any other spirits other than the one true God, the Holy Spirit himself. Does that make sense? I mean, but that's why I think that's such a fatal attraction for humanity, because people want an experience. They actually get an experience. I don't encourage people to go try this. I don't at all, because I'm a Christian. I got to push you to the Holy Spirit. I got to push you to him. That's the one you need to interface with. Any other spirit outside of that, I mean, that falls down. You shall have no other gods other than me. No other gods other than me than Christ himself. You see, but the crazy thing is, you know, people think this is a bunch of nonsense. People think, oh, dude, you're totally out there. That stuff's not happening. But then they have an encounter with some of these entities and some people are attracted to it. Some people view it as a gain and some people view it as a gain. And this stuff goes deep, man. I mean, you see miracles in the demonic. You see insane things going on in foreign countries or third world countries where they use this black magic occult for sources of medicine. And, you know, people have an experience. They have a supernatural experience. And some people love it. Some people are attracted to it. Some people want that to continue. So you see all this, these paranormal activity movies and these ghost adventure shows and all these people that are obsessed with interfacing with what they call interdimensional beings, which is absolutely accurate in the UAP, the ufology community. And people are starting to interface with beings that they can't quite literally identify what they are, who they are, but they claim to have advanced knowledge and they appear to have advanced technological abilities that they offer to humanity. I mean, dude, this has been happening for thousands of years, man. And right now, I think there's a reason why that stuff's getting normalized. I think there's a reason why the government literally is coming. The same government that says your elections are not rigged is the same government that came out in 2023 and said, well, aliens are real. It is 100% all real. Now, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Please clarify. Please expound on what you are saying and define exactly what you're saying. But they always remain very vague about it. They always remain very vague about it because they want people seeking another spirit. Like I said, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, in the last days, many will depart from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. What spirit are you listening to? What spirit are you interfacing with? What really is guiding your ideology? Who really put the thoughts in your mind to believe the lifestyle that you are now living out today? You got to ask yourself this question as a human being, because every single one of us, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you believe in God. I don't care if you claim to just really not care. I don't claim if you're just the type of person that's like, I just kind of want to live my life and, you know, I don't really care about Jesus or God or any of this stuff. I don't care who you are. Every single human being is interfacing with something. Every single human being is interfacing with something. There's a spiritual dynamic there. Spiritual adultery that takes place when people interface with demonic spirits. And people do it. People do it because they actually see results. They get obsessed with it. And that's how you get cults. That's how you get the occult. And that's how you get these doctrines that come out and you get to the levels of child sacrifice and mass orgies, homosexual, heterosexual orgies and bestiality. And that's how you get into all of these acts of worship where the Bible talks about they worship the things of the earth that God has created rather than worshiping the creator himself. And all of it is tied back to interfacing with spirits other than the Holy Spirit, the one true God himself. And I think, like I said, like I started the show, it is just out in the open. They are pushing this on our youth. They are pushing this on the next generation. They are pushing this with the after school Satan clubs. They are just not even trying to hide it. They are not even trying to make it subliminal anymore. And you're seeing this coming from both sides. Like I said, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, they will not condemn the transhuman Baphomet agenda of mutilating and hacking the genitals, just sawing the penis off of a little boy, sawing the breasts off of a little girl. No. I'm not going to say no. We need it. Parents, that should be illegal for parents to do that to their children. No, we're not going to say that. Chris Christie can't even say that. Nikki Haley can't even say that. Why? Because that's Luciferian, dude. That is the Baphomet transhuman agenda to depopulate humanity and a total assault on those made in the image of God, because it's a total assault on God himself. We are his creation. Whether you believe in God or not, you're made in his image. All right, guys, the war room is coming right up. Make sure to follow me, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll see you guys on the next one. Don't go anywhere.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com, research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.